Last time on Paint It Black.
No, she's black. She's just not as black as Lou.
So he's more hood than I am.
I'm more hood than you are.
No.
I want to meet The Rock, Tooth Fairy Johnson.
Black chip checkmark. That sounds excellent. You should hear what I did today. Blah, 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 blah.
Jillian, can you cease to exist and just, like, go away?
Oh, no, it got real.
I will go away upstairs.
All right, you go up there and about, like, an hour, like, get ready, because I'm going to make you come.
No, you won't.
What are the outfits of the mariachi called?
A suit.
Why are you yelling at me? I'm helping you out here.
Because there are people after me, Brendan.
Are they trying to kill you, Coach?
Not exactly. They're trying to hug me and to make me cry.
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrne.
And we're back.
I kind of feel that we almost needed to start yelling out for Jillian and Mikey at this point. They're like on every week.
Well, yeah.
I was starting to feel that in my head, but I didn't want to come off like that.
Well, I am completely okay with being that reoccurring special
guest.
Yeah,
we're good. Yeah. We're fine.
Guest star. Let's do proper introductions. All right, you heard us in the intro. I'm Pete. That's Brian.
What's up? That's Mike.
Mikey just popped off.
That's Lou over there.
Yo.
And you heard already. That's Jillian over there.
Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Another week. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Did we figure out where that beeping sound was coming from?
It stopped.
Okay. It's gone.
That's, yes. Don't acknowledge it.
Listen, it was that fucking elephant in the room, bro. Had to be acknowledged.
What seems to be your boggle?
My boggle?
I love now that we're at the point where whenever a soundbite plays, everyone kind of mouths along with the words. My boggle.
Are we just getting lazy, or is it just that we're... or is it we just drop them so much that everyone knows them?
We just really love them.
They're becoming
all.
Iconic, Brian.
I know. I'm really glad about that. So are we going into the news?
Yeah, that's it. We got a bunch of stuff here. We got some news. We got some stupid people. We're going to do our Italian off today.
This is the Jedi of the...
Here we go.
Yeah. I'm excited.
It's going down.
Mm-hmm. I am so
And just
excited.
Like the end of the Jedi, there's going to be little furry things dancing at the end.
Yeah, we're going to need some Ewoks.
Do we have that song, that soundtrack from that?
What, the Jedi?
Do.
It's Yup Nub.
Wrong song.
Thank you. Sorry, I was playing Shake It Real in my head.
I smile every time I hear that Ewok song.
Nub.
It's impossible not to. I can't even watch the new ones where it's like all across the galaxy fireworks are going off instead of, you know, all the characters you've been through for the first three movies are like dancing in one area. All
right, but we're like 30, 31. Have you ever talked to anybody older than you about that? People older than us hate the fucking Ewoks. People our age love the Ewoks.
They probably hate Star Wars in general. It's like, those movies are stupid.
That's not necessarily
true. No. The people are, like, they hold that as, like, biblical stuff. Like, that is holy.
Yeah.
But they hated the Ewoks.
Because that was like, that was like jumping the shark to them.
There is a statistic that says that there are more members of the Jedi Council in the United States than there are practicing Buddhists.
Wow.
I am a Jedi priest.
What?
I'm a certified Jedi priest.
Are you shitting me right now?
I had to get a priest certificate because it was fun.
I'm a Jedi priest as well.
No, you're not, Brian.
You are a Jedi priest as well.
You can't see the hand motion on the audio podcast.
The clan and the Wu-Tang could be dangerous.
Lou is a Wu-Tang master.
I kind of wanted to hear you weak-minded fool there or something
No,
like
Lou
that.
Just looks for any possibility to play that Wu-Tang sample.
Any.
Well, it's great.
Any at all.
You want to get it out of your system?
I threw it
Woo.
Out. It's cool.
Woo.
I got so many... to go.
Okay. We choose the RZA. The Jizza.
We've only been gone for 4 minutes and I've already done two hand gestures as jokes.
Yeah.
So. I really need to start filming you.
Well, why don't we start the show proper and go into the news.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
Lou has started a trend. Everyone now does the shaking of the fingers.
And I now listen to old-timey banjo music, too, because of Lou.
I don't know how that happened.
No. Which way is town? No, back to where you came from.
I discouraged the blackness so much, he just went in the complete opposite.
All right. Jillian, why don't you kick us off here?
Dog eats student's homework, requires surgery.
Oh.
A new twist on an old favorite.
Okay, by the way, just in case anyone's worried, the dog is okay. All right? So no one tear up through the story.
I could take it or leave it.
Oh, shut up, brutal, man. Oh,
brutal.
Man. It's all talk with him. He loves dogs.
Love him.
Okay. One Colorado 8th grader swears she wasn't lying when she said her dog ate her homework, and she has the x-rays to prove it. Peyton Moody, 13, of Englewood, had just put the finishing touches on her science project, a mock volcano made of candy held together with pins. P.S.
How does one pin candy?
Well, that's
depends
why
on the type of candy.
That's why she's on a roll, Brian.
Get a like, whole bunch of Kit-Kats together with some pins. Like,
this is,
I was thinking more Laffy Taffy. It's
Englewood,
more pinnable.
California?
They said Englewood.
Englewood.
I don't think it's the hood.
No, she said Colorado.
Oh, Englewood, okay. Colorado.
I was
going
to say, there's no one on the honor roll
it's
over
not
there.
Englewood, it's not that.
It's probably quite easy to be on the honor roll. You show up. And you just...
I'm here. Present. Oh, it's valedictorian.
Valedictorian.
Okay. She explains, it was Mount Helicala in Maui, she told CBS Denver. To her dog, Reggie, however, it was a free lunch.
Volcano.
I woke up one morning and I came down to my desk and it was all over the floor, she recalled. I was very scared. She's white, by the way. That's why I'm reading it like that.
Are you trying to say black people don't like dogs?
I'm trying to say it white. White people, black people be like, that son of a bitch dog broke up my shit.
You fucking jackal.
I'm gonna kick, get the hell out of my house. Get the hell on.
If you were a black guy, you just walk down, it's like, meh.
Honey, let's go to the pound and get a new one.
We need another pit bull.
Mom? Yes, honey? The dog's dead. What happened? I kicked the shit out of it.
All right, Mike Vick.
That went dark.
We're going that direction. I finished this off. All right. Things got even scarier when her worst fears were confirmed. Reggie had knocked the project off the desk and proceeded to consume every last bite, including many of the 50 pins.
Jesus Christ.
50 pins inside. So it looks like it's not a golden retriever. It's white. Is it a white lab? I don't know.
That looks to me like, like a gold lab. Or
it's a gold lab.
Yellow lab.
It's a dog with the iron stomach.
He's a white person. Listen, dog.
A science project inside the lab? Huh?
Oh!
Shit. Nice.
Lou wins the episode.
Nice. We all bow down.
I got a name for that.
Ruh-roh.
We all bow down to that one, Lou.
Thank you.
He was immediately rushed to a local animal hospital where a vet, Dr. Brian Van Vichen, we'll go with Vichen.
It does not matter.
Okay, managed to extract all...
I didn't put his ground the show to all.
I'm sorry, Dr. Vickman. I don't even know.
Dr. Vickman, we'll call him. Managed to extract all but 5 of the pins using an endoscope.
Oopsie.
An endoscope.
That's what they sound like.
Yeah. That's what an endoscope sounds like, apparently.
It has like a video game noise every time you get one out.
Bing, bing, bing. In his head, that's how it went.
Mario collecting coins.
How's it sound?
I imagine it sounds like when Sonic gets hit and all the coins go. Rings go.
Yeah, right.
Like all that. Right, so.
Okay, so the remaining pins were removed surgically, which makes me ask how the other ones got removed, but that's neither here nor there. Reggie's doing much better now and probably won't be eating strange volcanoes off the floor anytime soon.
Reggie's not making any promises, though.
No. Reggie's got one painful shit left in him.
Yeah, it's like, look, if you drop this volcano with candy and pins in it, I'm not going to say it's going to be safe.
As for Peyton, she redid her project, but with glue this time instead of pins, and kept it far away from Reggie. She got an A.
That story Yay. Was boring.
It was cute and yeah, endearing that and lighthearted. Sucked.
You know what I think?
Fine, you want to get real? You want shit
you know
to get real?
You know what I thought about that story?
What did you think, Lou?
Oh, I like that. That's nice. That's a warm family moment.
That's
going to
be terrible.
It was worth it just for all those sound clips, guys.
Stupid dog. Continue.
Matt, you want shit to get real, I understand.
Wait, wait, wait. Before we go on, instead of doing the hashtag game proper, does anybody... Well, I think Lou kind of nailed it.
Yeah.
Figure we come up with a hashtag.
Well, I mean, there's no reason why we still can't be funny, though. I mean...
Sure. Does anybody else
have something to contribute?
Hashtag Rutro.
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 That's it?
Mikey?
I still like Lou's.
Nah.
I'm not trying to beat it. I'm just trying to be, you know, adding some fun.
Participant.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just going to ruin it.
I just want a blue ribbon, you know?
Aw, really?
I won't feel good unless I get a blue ribbon.
Why are you the Wolverine bear?
This is my one voice I go to when I'm like, when I'm back, when Brian's backed into a corner, he goes to Wolverine bear.
By the way, you'd be surprised.
I'll be the blue ribbon Wolverine.
Because, I don't know, that sounds like a stupid voice to me. Like, someone who would really like a blue ribbon is that voice.
You'd be surprised how often Wolverine bear, or whatever we're calling him, shows up during our daily commute to work while he's driving.
Oh, no, traffic.
that bear shows up a lot.
You're going to miss your train, Julian.
Wolverine Bear is a national treasure. Don't knock him.
I wish Wolverine Bear wouldn't take so long on the toilet, then we would get to the train station on time.
I wish Jillian would drive. Like, I don't know.
Gross.
I do too. Sorry.
Hey, look, man, when you're taking your morning growler, man, you can't just rush it.
Listen, couples counseling was last week.
Uh-huh. We need another one. Like,
this shit should have been hashed out last week.
No, we need another one a month.
Nice
from
pun.
Now.
Thank you. You got that one.
We need couples counseling once a month. So
shut
next
up,
month.
Baby, I know it.
See?
Moving on.
That's shit I'm talking
that's
about.
That's not me, though.
All right, next story. Next story.
All right, Julie, continue. Next one.
What the fuck?
That wasn't a sound effect.
That was a train reaction.
We just dropped the volcano full of candy and pins.
And one of the Yorkies are dead.
Dogs went after it.
Hopefully it's a shitty one. Continue.
Yes. Lawmaker says violence is a solution to homeless problem.
I like this man.
Elaborate.
Make him fight over sandwiches.
Bum fights. This is advertising for bum fights.
A veteran Hawaii lawmaker believes he's come up with the perfect solution to deal with his state's rampant homeless problem.
Is this guy a Hawaii 5-0, would you say?
His solution: hassle homeless people and destroy their stuff with a sledgehammer.
Was he Gallagher? Like, what the fuck?
Well, look at him. He's got it in his hands. He means business.
Triple H, the cop? Like, what the fuck?
The answer is sledge-o-matic.
Over the last 2 weeks, Tom Brower, a 5-term Democratic state representative.
Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah. Nope. Democratic state representative has taken his trusty sledgehammer to some 30 shopping carts being used by homeless people around Waikiki to transport their meager possessions.
All right.
Yo, I gotta
say, this guy is just a dick.
Being a homeless person in Hawaii sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
Coconuts and pineapples for everybody.
Lots of beaches.
Yeah.
Well,
warm
places.
Get a great tan. You probably don't smell that bad.
You actually
have probably stink because it's hot.
No, you just take a dip in the fucking 90-degree water.
Yeah.
Good point. Mm-hmm. Then you got this asshole running around with a sledge-o-matic destroying your shopping cart.
Sledgehammer!
Thank you. I've been waiting for someone to do that since they said the word sledgehammer.
What?
Anyway, we're going to learn.
It's Peter Gabriel's song.
Yeah. Basically, we're going to learn by that. Hawaii has a really big homeless problem to the point where they actually, the government... If you're a homeless person and show up and say, hey, I gotta get the hell out of here, they will supply you, no questions asked, with a one-way ticket the
Let's
hell
get
out,
the hell out of here!
I mean, you set me up for it.
Exactly.
Take advantage of it.
So apparently a lot of people aren't just like, if you're gonna be homeless anywhere, be homeless in Hawaii.
I can't help but feel that there are more homeless people in Manhattan than there are in Hawaii.
Nope, well, it's Hawaii.
You don't have to take a boat to Manhattan.
Yeah, but it's like one of those things where they're like almost invisible. It's like if a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, like, does that exist?
Yeah.
Like, are there homeless people in Manhattan? I walk right by them all the time. Don't even acknowledge
I went by a church the other day in Times Square. They were all outside the church. I actually saw, like, crates of boxed fruit juice for them, too. I'm like, all right, at least they're getting some nutrition
for
the day.
Was it Ecto Cooler?
No.
Ugh.
Well, as a cigarette smoker, I'm very well aware of the homeless problem.
Yeah. How so? Oh,
because
yeah.
You pull out a cigarette anywhere near Times Square, and they set up a shantytown around you.
Hey, brother.
I gotta say, iPods.
Hey, man, I'll give you 5 cents for a cigarette.
Ooh, I'm gonna hard tie that varmint.
I gotta say, iPods have really hurt the spare change market.
Yeah,
like,
it has.
I could. I'm a. Like, I see them, but I'm just like, I'm not even listening to their spiel. I walk right around them.
Step over.
The ones that I can't ignore though are the ones, and
that
there's
stink?
A couple. No, no. Well, obviously, you can also tell when the lingering smell when they wore there. But no, it's the mothers with babies or young children.
Those
you can't
are fake
that.
Though. Those a lot of times are fake.
Well, you got me.
They're just Brian here once panhandled enough money to get home on a train.
I wasn't. I'm I had a lot of money, in fact.
Drunken night out in the city.
Mm-hmm. I actually took money from a bum who taught me a life lesson. Thank you.
Thank you,
bum. I'm sure you don't hear this medium very often, but...
You need a computer for that, yeah.
Electricity and shit.
Maybe he made it to a public library, and they allowed him to use a computer.
So that guy who I taught how to panhandle 10 years ago, yeah. I'm going to listen to his podcast.
If you don't like bums, you just got to do Dave Namer.
Yeah. Hey, man, I want to... You got any spare change? I need a Budweiser.
Budweiser?
Budweiser! I want a fucking Budweiser!
I would like a tasty beverage myself, but you don't see me asking you for one.
Have you ever seen a bum skitter off? Because I have, and Lou has.
Did Namer do that?
Yeah, he freaked out at that bum.
He's the fucking most timid guy ever.
And he just killed exploded.
Yes, but like lots of Jewish men, when you start asking them for money... They get ruthless.
Namer's also maybe the richest person I know, and I know a lot of rich people.
It wasn't even the money. It was just like he wanted a frosty beverage. And he was like, fuck you, man.
Dave's not even a drinker, which made that even funnier.
Yeah. I'm a little bit parched. I like a beverage.
No, wait. Dave is a drinker. He doesn't drink very well.
He just doesn't handle his booze well.
Yeah. He has like 3 Molson Triple X's, and he's blacked out.
Oh, man. Yeah, Dave turns into a bobblehead. We love you, Dave.
I'm sorry. We've gone way off track. I'm sorry.
Those guys hitting sledgehammers, right?
Some dog got hit by a sledgehammer or something.
No. Homeless people. Almost live.
Made the volcano explode.
So, Brower swears... took a sledgehammer to a volcano.
Continue.
Yeah. Brower swears he takes all belongings out of the car before smashing it to bits. Bullshit.
And what's the point then? Now you're just wrecking a perfectly good
carts.
Shopping cart.
Hates them.
And he insists he hasn't smashed shopping carts that were being pushed by homeless people. But tell us Hawaii News Now, that may be coming.
He's like, they're asking him for money, right? And then he takes all their stuff out of the carriage, breaks it. He's like, this is inconvenient, right? Like, stop asking people for stuff.
This is an inconvenient truth right here, right now.
All this guy's doing is encouraging more shopping cart thefts.
Yeah. Those things are expensive.
Well,
yeah.
How much money could they
be?
$400 Really?
So I'm not surprised that the people who own the shopping carts aren't like, Dick, you should have just brought it back.
You think you get a rack of those, like...
But this is if a guy steals a car, you don't, like, wait till he's out of the cart and smash the fuck out of the car. Right.
Here's a question. It's almost kind of like a unicorn. Has anyone ever seen, like, a shopping cart delivery? Ever?
Oh, my God. You just blew my mind.
Even a truck that you see, like, obviously it has shopping carts in it?
That's actually a very good...
I've always wondered how they came into existence,
that's
actually.
Like a chupacabra.
It came with the store.
You open a store. No, wait.
Chupacabra.
The shopping cart delivery guy is stuff of legend.
He's like Santa. You just close up shop, and in the morning...
Like, what are you just like...
It's
under the register.
It's like you just put the ramp down, you open up the back of the truck, and you just roll a row out. It's like, here you go.
It's like, manager, look, we got new shopping carts. That's the story of Jesus.
This is how it happens. Brian decides he's going to invest in a business. He's going to open up, like, a place where you can buy all the toilet paper you want or whatever. He opens up the building. The night before it opens, magically shopping carts will appear in the parking lot. That's how it happens. That is the miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle.
That is the miracle of the shopping cart fairy.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, baby, I know it.
Now.
Translation, boring.
I'm trying to get back
our sixth member, Bender.
I'm trying to get back to our fucking story, goddammit.
What you talking about, vile woman? What are you saying?
We're going down. We're spiraling out of control here.
Yeah, Lou.
Yeah.
That's fucking teamwork.
All right, Jill. Are we still on the shopping cart guy? No.
I'll wait.
Okay.
All right. I really feel that we might lose control if you read any more about the shopping cart guy.
Yeah, let's move on.
Is there?
Can I finish?
All right, what's the end game here?
Oh, God, I can't even tell where I left off.
Hates the homeless.
I'm at a quote. Quote the man. I got tired of telling people I'm trying to pass laws. I want to do something practical that will really clean up the streets.
The guy has a real, like, understanding of the word practical.
Oh. Though Brower calls his beautification campaign a good thing, Mental Health America of Hawaii Executive Director Mara Grams respectfully disagrees. No, Reginald, I disagree.
Well, I'm trying to let you power through.
We need a fucking...
I'm waiting for this story to come to us.
Right.
Okay, fine, fine. Basically, her whole thing is like, you know, most of these people are disturbed. They were traumatized. You taking all their shit and smashing up is re-traumatizing
technically,
them.
He's placing their stuff nicely on the sidewalk and smashing up the thing that carries
bullshit.
All their shit.
Yeah, exactly.
That is totally,
this
totally
is
bullshit.
The stupidest thing I've ever heard.
This guy also, when he sees a bum sleeping on the bus, pushes him awake and says, hey, get your ass moving.
He doesn't smash the bus?
Fucking
continuity, man.
Smash the chair that the guy was sitting on.
No, and this is what the thing is. He's encouraging other people within Hawaii to do the same thing to the homeless. Smash your shit.
Yo.
And just harass them.
Yeah. This guy has a crazy, like, he owns a sledgehammer store.
Yeah.
And he's like, come on, guys, get your sledgehammers. You gotta fucking beat up the homeless things.
By now.
Just kick the shit out of their stuff. But not all their stuff.
All their weak amount of things.
Make sure to get their fucking dented soda cans out first.
All right.
Smash up their own recyclable.
Next story.
He's gonna use a sledgehammer on a fucking cardboard box. Like, is that necessary?
Anybody have a hashtag for this one?
Hashtag.
I believe that's more than 140 characters. I don't know if that's tweetable.
Like, hashtag sledgehammer.
Thank you.
Hashtag.
That's pretty good, Lou.
Because he's bashing shit up.
Bravo.
Lou, I like to point out that Lou is the star of this show and no one knows it.
Hashtag.
Oh, no, we're well aware.
Okay.
Hashtag the homeless are not Ohana.
Okay, that's sad.
Throw a little pigeon English in there.
Hashtag the next news story better be fucking good.
Oh, my. A
veiled threat right there. Not even veiled.
Can we get early points for Mikey in the upcoming game for that one? Because I'm scared.
Oh, for the Italian one?
I'm intimidated right now.
What are you, Stunad?
I don't know what that means.
That was forced, Brian. Mm. Forced.
It's not forced. He actually does talk like that.
You want to talk about forced, Pete? Forced my way into your home.
That sounds like just a veiled rape threat.
I never said I'd bang you.
That's the use of the word forced over and over again.
All right. I'm going to move along so we get to the Italian off because you guys are raring to go, like a couple of Italian stallions.
Next story.
Family Feud player gives...
Drago!
Yo, Adrian.
See what I mean? Yeah. All right. Family Feud player gives worst wrong answer to dead simple question. All
right. We have a soundbite for this one,
here
right?
Here we go.
I must have fucked it up.
Wait, I'll go through story and then I'll cue you, so get ready.
Fed. Sure.
Family Feud is like those word association games.
Did you just do like a Freudian slip, like homophobic thing?
I don't know.
Yeah, like those association gays, I mean games.
Association games, in that the show forces you to respond to a question as quickly as possible. So whatever you don't want the world to know about you will come out very easily. Well, recently, a contestant had a...
Oh, he got the clip.
Okay, good. I'm there.
Let's just play the clip. It speaks for itself.
Yeah, Randy Marsh moment. Go.
Name something you know about zombies. Christy.
Black.
They're black. Okay.
Wow.
Now, just to give some context...
Shut up, lady.
She's playing Steve Harvey standing
there.
Was
it up there, though?
No, it was not.
No.
And
no,
the woman that she's competing against, the family they're competing against, is black. So you know this racist woman was just sitting there, not even hearing the question, just going in her head, black, 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 black!
No, I can get why she said that, because like she's thinking about voodoo, I think.
No, like she wasn't. This was woman just... was the whitest woman on the planet, and you know I love white people.
Why not dead?
Her name is Christy.
But she might have, like, how old was she?
There was a black
she's
person.
She's like my age.
She's like a mid-30s, yeah. Maybe.
She doesn't know about Creole or Haitian traditions.
I don't know. She don't like black.
So, like, according to voodoo,
she a zombie is... She meant, like, they're, like, that black.
I was just trying to make sense of the whole situation. Like,
that was pretty bad.
Yeah. It's
pretty ridiculous.
I mean, I'd love to give her the out that she's, like, a professor of Haitian and Creole cultures, but she's not. She's not. I'm sorry, Christy.
Well, I mean, there's some... fucking ridiculous answers on that show, though. Yeah. Just in general, like,
get put on the spot.
Yeah, but that's the easiest one ever.
Well, like, Lou made me watch one, and it was like, what's one thing your mom made you do before you go to school?
When you're fanning yourself, Lou,
and the guy went,
you hear it in the microphone.
Pee!
No, no, no.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Should be brushing
your teeth. I saw, what was
it?
Should
be brushing your teeth.
I saw one of those.
His mom made him pee before he went to school.
Well, now we know about your family. That's what I mean. Like, the first thing comes to
mind.
Well,
we know he had an incident once.
Yeah.
I saw once there's one guy who was like,
you better pee before you get on that bus.
There was like, name a.
Did you pee, Herman? Did you pee?
I think it was Jeopardy. It was like a body part, starting with the letter T, and the guy's like, titties.
I remember you showed that to me, or what?
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
And Steve Harvey went for clarification and went on to say,
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
I would love to see Steve Harvey just go ape shit on somebody.
I love Steve Harvey altogether, but that would make me love him more. And...
Well, time out. There's no way you love Steve Harvey like that.
Who
like,
loves Steve Harvey?
The guy was, he had the Steve Harvey show a million years ago.
The show sucked, but Family Feud is amazing.
But he's like the ninth black person
points. You lose black points for saying that a black show hosted by a black person, run by black people.
He's like, eventually he became the host of
that show. Sucked.
The Steve Harvey Show. He eventually became the host of the Steve Harvey Show. You're saying eventually?
Oh, no. I'm talking about the feud.
No, I'm talking about the Steve Harvey Show.
Who even remembers it? That got canceled like in 18 days.
Yeah.
I probably went on forever. I have no idea.
It's okay to say.
Okay, that's what that look was for. I was waiting for you.
It's probably in syndication. Probably like 200 episodes.
You just realized
no one's ever watched it.
Who the fuck knows?
Wait. Brian just realized that Wendy Williams was a real born female about 3 months ago.
Oh, that's
nothing to do with black or white.
Because she's
no,
black.
She's
an ape.
She's beastly.
Jesus Christ.
The fucking Amazon.
That sounded really racist.
Yes,
by the way. Like wildly racist.
I meant like she's a monster.
Too late.
She's a monster.
Yeah, damage
too
is done. Dude.
Wow.
Damage is done.
See,
she's like 6'6".
You might want to edit that out.
No, but she's like 6'6". She's 6'6", and she looks more like a dude than RuPaul. RuPaul is more feminine than her.
She is an Amazon.
Dude.
There you go.
There you go, Lou.
There's a good word.
Lou had it. She's an Amazon.
He just fucking came out and said, bitch looks like an ape.
All right. Woo! Look, I'm trying to work up these Italian points here. Come
my
on.
God, man.
Well,
just
that's
came
a little bit.
Came right out with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, Brian, what do you think
I'm
about?
I'm uncomfortable right now.
What do you think about Jillian?
Get away from me, you sick bitch!
Wow.
You had to go back in the vault for that. That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
I'm so glad you pulled that.
Could you play the "Don't Touch Me" quote though?
No, time? I can play this one though.
Yum a dum dum.
No, dude, your thing you said after that last week, we were like, okay, Pete, weird, but. Yeah. Dude, that had me stitches when I was listening to it. Okay, are we still on the story here?
No,
we're on something very special right now.
Ooh, what's this?
I need someone right now to tell me who wants to narrate a story.
I'll do it.
Oh, sounds okay. Fun.
All right, we're doing our dramatic reenactment.
Your lines are in like a gray, not the purple or the black, and I underline some areas where you need to read. I'll help you.
No, this is way complicated. Like, I don't want to. Like, I thought I was going to read like a paragraph or something like
Woo!
That.
Woo! Italian points for Brian. Who wants to be a girl?
Everyone without really like looking at each other, all kind of looked at Mikey.
Yeah,
like,
what the fuck was that about?
We ain't talking.
You're very androgynous.
Yeah.
You do spend a lot of time in the bathroom.
That I need to look good.
Mikey, would you rather be the girl or the narrator? What do you prefer?
Just to prove a point, I'll be the girl.
You're going to take the girl? Okay.
There we go.
Oh, I do want to mention, Mikey has an identical twin sister.
Oh, you're like my little brother and sister.
I don't have an identical twin.
They look exactly the same.
Eternal.
But would you fuck her?
That's
wrong. Keep the song playing for this bit.
Oh, so creepy.
All right, so Jillian, what will you be playing here?
I'll be playing the dude.
Okay.
The hipster.
So why don't you set up the situation and we'll jump right in.
So we live in the age of Twitter and Facebook. Everything we do is documented, but usually it's by our narcissistic selves. In this case, comedian Kyle Ayers was on the rooftop in some building in Brooklyn, enjoying a cigarette or whatever he was doing, the view, and a couple came upstairs onto the rooftop with him and proceeded to have a fight that led to a breakup. He tweeted the entire situation for the world to enjoy. It has now gone viral, including a reenactment on YouTube, which is quite popular, but we at Painted Black Comics would like to do our own reading of this Twitter feed which I like to call How to Document a Breakup in 47 Tweets or Less.
Okay.
Shit. A lot.
You guys ready? Mike's putting on his lip gloss. Okay.
Now he's tucking it back.
He's tucking.
I'd fuck, mate.
I don't know. We're not playing breakup music. We're playing this.
This is the biggest breakup song I've ever heard. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So, okay. Let's
whenever you guys are ready.
Wait, let me just point back. It's opening scene. It's 7:55 p.m. on November 16th. 2013 in Brooklyn.
All right, so I'll be playing the narrative. So I'll do the setup here.
Yeah, so the first line.
And then you guys take it from there. Ready? Okay. A couple is breaking up on my roof right now. I was just trying to enjoy the view. Now, I will live tweet the breakup. Hashtag roof breakup. Clever.
Mikey, you're next.
Mikey.
I'm not looking for marriage, just what's right below marriage.
What? She's a 45-year-old woman.
That's her voice.
Can we young her up a little bit?
She's got a fucking speech impediment.
Those were the days.
No idea Dame Judi Dench was breaking up with somebody.
It's like a 20-year-old Brooklynite. Come on. You thin up it. Like, come on.
All right, I'll play a newer song for you.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Like, even Sinead O'Connor. Like, something.
Let's see those acting chops. Right. Sinead O'Connor.
I have a whole breakup playlist.
Wow. You do?
In reserve, I do.
In reserve?
Yes.
That's weird.
We've had talks. I've seen things coming.
Wow.
I'm prepared.
Okay.
Oh, now we're in the scene.
Okay. All try right. It now. Try the last line now.
A little less creepy now.
Yeah. I'm not looking for marriage. Just what's right below marriage.
Now you just sound like Cartman doing a girl voice.
All right. We now know what all women sound like to Mike.
That's right.
I like it. Continue.
You want me to do... I can do the grandma in Atlantic City.
No, I don't want any more.
He only does
old
women. I'm not
looking for marriage. Just what's right below marriage.
Let's go with it.
Okay. That's what we'll do. Okay. All right.
Your roommates are fucking assholes.
Now let me live with them then.
Not on the roof.
With the Taylors.
Okay, Mikey.
Why is this on your iPod?
Look, man. It. I love it. I can't. I'm not going to defend it. It's undefendable.
Mikey,
I just like it.
Back to the scene. The two of us together.
Everyone focus. Okay.
Ready? One, two, three. You never let me talk. Alright, Mikey, next line's yours.
Okay.
I can't be with someone who's just so what?
You sound like the old lady
from
Poltergeist.
Is he choking her during or something?
No, that's verbatim how it's written.
Word for word.
I can't be with somebody who is so ugh. What ugh, stop.
That's what I said.
Alright.
I was giving a more detailed reading.
Okay.
Everyone told me New York wasn't for me.
It's so cruel sometimes.
It's a text from a coworker. A work text.
Let me read then. Give me the phone.
You don't need to see my phone to trust me.
We are at 8 p.m. November 16th.
I just sometimes want to hang out with my friends and not... No, your friends and you.
It's actually written, cannot understand.
Next line, Mikey. Come on, you can do this, Mikey.
I want anything, baby, or nothing yet.
Okay, one more take. One more take. This time in English.
Dude, it said, "Come on, listen."
I don't want a baby or anything, not yet.
Okay, so those were like the only times I lied to you, right? We can agree on that. Say something else with my fucking wardrobe.
Do you see yourself living with me within a year?
She went from that to that.
I thought that was a very appropriate transition.
Do you remember? He's live tweeting.
Where is this going? Are we getting married?
No, wait. He's tweeting this, and what the fuck was that supposed to mean? That's me. He's tweeting this on his phone, so he can only get so much at a time. So, okay, here we are.
Julian, back to
up.
You. You're the guy.
Okay.
Ready?
I can't think of terms like that. Time is shit, Rachel. You think I'm immature? Calling people immature is immature.
I guess I'm the only one who doesn't realize how awesome you are.
Stop
girl.
Shivering!
My roommates are always like, where's the boyfriend? And I'm like, and stuff.
This guy is four cigarettes deep right now.
Just tell me what you want, but don't make it something fucking gay.
Are we gonna live together?
Yeah, but what is, like, living together? Like, what's an apartment mean? You know what I'm saying?
Both at once.
Oh.
Seriously? Do you let me?
Look, I'm not a guy who's into labels, Rachel. You knew that getting in.
Answer a fucking question!
I don't need
to- Answer a fucking question!
I don't think we need to talk about this up here with some random guy over there.
I'm the guy over here. Continue.
He's just sitting on his fucking phone!
Man lights another cigarette.
I'm not talking about love on a roof in Brooklyn! That's you, penis.
No, that's girl.
No. I mislabeled it.
That is a descriptive sentence.
Oh, yeah, Head in Hands awaits the answer about love.
Next line's awesome.
Guy's phone just blew up with text. He immediately silenced it. Glares exchanged.
Are we getting pizza or what? I don't mean to change the subject, but are we?
This guy's my man right here.
I love this guy.
Where did you get pizza? With someone from work texts!
And then he writes, holy shit, good burn right there.
Stop!
Rachel is walking away.
Tup. So what does this mean?
It means fucking whatever. Fuck! I'm tired!
Rachel disappears around the corner into the stairwell. Guy takes a puff of his cigarette and turns to the Manhattan skyline. End scene. Whoa. Oh, wait. I don't have the last page.
I'll read it. Rachel's gone. Guy pulls out his phone and starts texting. Looks like everything is done here. Thanks for following along. #roof breakup. End scene. Now, does anyone have any questions about what just took place here?
Now, I just want
to... I definitely have to know what the hell the chick was saying half the time.
Honestly, a lot of it was gibberish.
That's how you read it.
A lot of it is actually listed here like incoherent or I can't understand.
And everyone knows that when women fight, they just make noises.
Yeah. That's how you guys hear us.
It's just
we are saying words.
Let's play the two audio clips from the argument that we got. Before she got all angry, she was all like,
"Don't you mouth off to me or I'm gonna slap you right in your penis."
And then when she got angry, she's all,
God, that soundbite gets under my skin every time.
And then they made up again.
And that one's worse.
She was all like,
"You an emotional fucking cripple."
Yes.
But we could
and
all.
And he's all like,
"I want to holler the loud, funny words."
We could all agree the best line though was about the pizza.
Yeah, I don't want to change the subject or anything.
But, I mean, I gotta get some pizza.
That's amazing.
I'd like to also add, now, we did not watch the YouTube video that some actors did performing this before watching this because we wanted to keep it pure.
On the reel, it kind of sounded like that Britney Spears YouTube guy was fighting with,
Britney
like,
alone.
Was fighting with, like, the Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
Leave Britney alone!
Cowabunga!
It's like, I don't want to mean to stop you mid-sentence, but where's the pizza?
Pizza time!
Pizza time. Cowabunga.
Tubular!
We're never gonna live together!
It's like, what is an apartment? It's like a sewer, right?
No anchovies, okay, dude?
There's anchovies in this thing that we have problems.
Now, what's the thing Brian, they say about the late pizza?
Brian, I like to say everything.
Pizza dude's got 30 seconds.
Okay. Wise men say, forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza.
I couldn't find a place. Come on.
I just like to say this hashtag can be done by anyone, anywhere. So I want everyone to keep your ears open. For instance, this week, someone in the Hearst building could hashtag me and Brian having a similar conversation where we resolved our issues and did not break up.
But did you ask for pizza midway through?
No, we're smart. We ate first before we got serious.
And then I want some pizza.
I think if there's one takeaway from all this, it's eat before you fight, right?
Yeah. We had some udon noodles. We had some udon noodles. And then we talked.
Yeah, man. We all, you know, funny, I'm more Italian than you. I feel like I saw JWoww today.
That does not make you more Italian.
How does that make you Italian?
Jersey Shore, bitch, what's up?
You got eyes? That
she's
make
not
you
Italian,
Italian,
though.
She's just a fucking waste of life.
No,
does she
you
look
know
like
what?
A total trash bag in person?
No, she's
she looks good, but you know what? I thought her titties would be way more bonkers. She got him reduced.
She's a fucking, like, a living yam.
No.
Well, that's Snooki.
Whoa. No. Whoa. 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 Whoa.
I just picture a living yam.
No, wait.
No, she looks good, though, that one. That one looks good.
No, can pause. When I looked over at her and stared at her, I looked at her because she was, I didn't realize who it was. I was like, oh my God, that girl is stunning. And then went, oh my fucking God, that girl is JWoww. She was gorgeous.
There was no, oh my fucking God, in my thought process. I was like, that's JWoww.
And you're like,
I know. And you know what's funny? No, she's not a big deal because all the real celebrities go through the back way. She came right through the front door and had to wait.
And I will honestly say, which one is JWoww?
She's the one with the big fat titties. She's the good looking one.
Okay.
But I like to also
not the little fat one.
Dude, they even took Mr. T through the back. All right, he hasn't been popular in like 30 years.
The man was Clubber Lang. Show him some respect.
Mr. T will always be popular in my heart.
They took the other Osborne, the smaller one, the daughter.
The daughter.
Kelly.
The bigger Osborne. One, really.
Kelly
Osborne, yeah. They took her to the back.
Can I just point out something? Difference between guys and girls. I see JWoww. Oh my God, she's stunning. Brian sees JWoww. Thought her tits would be fucking bigger.
I thought. They were bonkers on the show.
All right.
They were massive on the show.
Dude, she was packing two big yams.
They probably, use a fucking fisheye lens, you know?
No, it's called a push-up.
This show's weird, man. Like, it's like a Puff Daddy video.
It's all CGI.
No, guys, have you not learned anything yet? It's called a push-up fucking bra. My God.
No, that girl had massive titty
implants.
Dude,
I can do the same thing.
No, she had crazy titty implants.
Plus,
they're called bolt-ons.
Is heaven missing an angel? Because you've got nice cans.
True.
She also
That's great, how Lou met his wife.
But she actually has a really pretty face, like really pretty.
All right, let's get off this Jersey Shore shit because we're gonna save some of that for the Italian all probably.
Yeah,
that's what we up to.
All right, so yeah, what are we doing next?
Let's do. That was it for the news.
I'm done.
Let's do stupid people.
Stupid people.
Okay, this first stupid people is one that I thought was funny.
I just want to go real quick. Like, you want me to do like a Randy Newman intro? What if I change the stupid people to stupid people there?
No,
it's gotta be its own thing.
Stupid people's too good.
Also, when you do it like that, isolate, it sounds like you're just doing a special person or a handicapable person.
Yeah, right.
Did you say handicapable?
Stupid people.
Listen, I'm not gonna call them what you call them. Fucking racist.
The dregs of society.
Oh shit.
Oh my God.
What'd you say?
Wow.
You took that way darker.
Did you use a Nazi word? I didn't catch
it. No.
Nazis. What? I honestly didn't hear the word.
Hey, look, man. My favorite movie's 300, and they were throwing him off a cliff.
That is true.
All right, well, this first stupid people story is something I thought was hysterically funny until I actually watched the video, and then it's not as funny. Because we go to Yemen in the Mid East, and they
no,
were they like stole a woman? Like,
no, it was a wedding celebration. It was
a celebration,
a happy day.
Oh shit!
And they're playing Gangnam Style. That's right. They finally got Gangnam Style over there.
Can we play Gangnam Style right now?
What?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, sure.
Do it. We need it for the song.
No.
We need it for the song.
Quickly tell me what that guy's name.
Here's Gangnam Style right here.
PSY.
This is Gangnam Style.
And Mr. Chinaman saying,
oh God!
Wow!
You just use any excuse to play that you get.
Lou, please play that more often.
I will.
Do you have anything from the Flower Drum soundtrack?
Oh, there it is. All right, so they finally got this fucking song in Yemen, apparently. And what's the other thing that the people in Yemen like to do at a wedding celebration?
Kill Muslims.
Fire guns in the air. This dude was trying to do both. And he took out most of the crowd on action.
Shit.
He's like Gangnam Style.
100 people injured from this guy.
I guess I just picked a whole bouquet of oopsie daisies.
Yeah.
Wait, was he like, this part's so good I got a cap in the
Actually,
bitch.
I misread that. It wasn't 100 people. That was a past situation when President Ali Abdullah Saleh was ousted last year. The celebratory gunfire took out 100 people. This guy just took out most of his closest
friends
and family.
How many people got murked when they finally got the Macarena?
Yay,
it was
Macarena.
A bloodbath.
The Macarena bloodbath of 95.
We don't talk about the Macarena massacre.
Wait, Lou, can you sing the lyrics to the Macarena?
I prefer not to.
That means you're a true Latino.
Is I mean, is that like what country was that
Did
from
you
exactly?
Just grunt?
The Macarena?
Yeah, is that Brazil or something?
Hey, Macarena!
I think we can say wherever it came from. I'm happy it went back there.
Yeah. Hell.
It's in this list of songs that just make me want to punch babies.
punch babies.
Yeah. Didn't we use that as like psych warfare in Iraq?
Yes. Actually, we're using it right now to ward off pirates. We play Britney Spears hits.
It's on a mix CD along with
like Somali pirates.
Yeah. We play Oops, I Did It Again. That's the best one. Keep them
No,
away.
You didn't do it again, Britney.
I'm
starving.
I did it again. I played with your heart. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on a mix along with Who Let the Dogs Out.
Oh, God.
Lou Bega. No,
a little bit of Monica in my life.
No, wait. Turn the boat around.
wait, you know what's really... You know what's hilarious about that? That is the exact mix of music that used to play at the Jewish summer camp that I worked at before going to college.
Shaggy wasn't me.
Losing yeah. black yeah. points.
Yeah.
She worked at a Jewish summer camp.
I lived in Freehold, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, totally losing black points.
Freehold, New Jersey.
Minus five black points.
Minus five. Yeah. All right, next stupid person. I was hesitant to put this in, but I like this story. This guy's not stupid because he got away with it. But Fort Myers, Florida.
Hey.
The police are searching for a man who successfully stole 13 bottles of liquor by shoving them down his sweatpants and leaving a Costco.
Clink, 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 clink. I would like to buy some gum.
Brian, you have a thing or two to learn from this
yeah.
man.
Do you remember the Dark Knight incident?
Yeah, I got my old JNCOs. And you know what? I was proud. I fit about 24 beers in my pocket.
And you Brian got
snuck,
caught!
Brian snuck in the better part of a 30 case into a movie theater to go see the Dark Knight a few years back. Mm-hmm. Upon entering the bathroom to rearrange the bottles, we were quickly escorted from the building.
By the way, this was in the first 5 months of us dating. Mm-hmm. Me getting acclimated to him and his friends in Long Island. Mm-hmm. And I'm a good teacher. I never do shit like this. And this is what you do. I just wanted to see the Black Knight. Or what the hell it was called.
Dark Knight.
Whatever.
I think he was returning.
She said, Martin Lawrence isn't in this shit?
The point is,
where's Monique?
I didn't get to see that movie until like a freaking year later because you had to get your drink on.
You've never snuck stuff into a movie losing black points.
Yeah.
No, I snuck popcorn. I snuck my own popcorn in.
It's like pig's feet.
There's a difference between smuggling in treats and snacks.
Wait.
Or maybe a beverage of some sort, but 24 beers.
But you like, it was literally like fucking, you had a suitcase. And
between him
and his from high school.
On his pants.
Between him and our friend Dan, a 30 case of glass bottles.
There was in the parking lot loading up.
It's like clink, 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 clink.
You could hear them coming a mile away.
You know what you gotta do?
What the hell are you thinking?
You gotta get cans. And go when you go to like a comic book movie, paint them to look like some kind of grenade or something. And wear them
that will work.
As like a bandolero.
So just play the whole thing off as cosplay?
Make it look like grenades.
Yeah, that'll work, unless you're gunned down for carrying in a bandolier of grenades.
Just go as Duffman. Yeah, if you go as Duffman, if you go as Duffman with your beer holster, no one's gonna say shit to you.
I think if you make a bandolier,
bow, 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 like Duffman is gonna go watch the movie.
Duffman respects responsible drinking.
Well, let's get back to the story. Police say two men visited the store in Fort Myers shortly after 8 p.m. Thursday, and one of them was recorded by a security camera shoving a bottle of Grey Goose vodka and 12 bottles of Hennessy cognac into his sweatpants.
Well, he's definitely black.
Is he black?
Of course he was.
There's no photo, but what do you...
Hennessy.
It's Hennessy. Come on.
What about Grey Goose?
It's not even racist to think it's a black
Who
guy.
Who the
is that
hell needs that much Hennessy?
Wait, this dude. I'm going to call myself out again.
The Incredible Hulk.
I'm going to write myself out again. First time I ever had Hennessy was fed to me by a white man. He was trying to get in my pants.
Minus 10 points.
Mm-hmm. It worked.
Minus 10 points.
It wasn't Brian. I'm sorry, Brian.
These men have not been identified and were seen leaving in a silver Chevrolet Impala.
He's talking about the new story now.
The Impala car. Oh, you could have said the car. You were like,
Impalas were awesome and now they suck.
What do you guys want to hear next? You want to hear shitty kids or racist cops?
That's a hard call.
Racist cops.
Racist cops.
Definitely racist cops.
Guess the state.
Florida.
Of course. This is an ongoing story, still going on. There's a quick stop in Florida run by...
Wait, those are real?
Those are real.
Okay.
Those are just in the Kevin Smith movies.
No, it's an actual chain. We actually have one nearby here.
Because they're not in New Jersey, or they were.
They're definitely in New Jersey. We know that.
Yes.
It's called...
We've seen the
Wawa.
Movie.
It's called a Wawa. That's what we have in
but
New Jersey.
But he did work at the Quick Stop
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And there's a quick stop in Farmingdale.
I'm sorry. I'm not from Highland, New Jersey.
You're from New Jersey, though. And you watch the movies.
Yeah. How do you not know everything about it? Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Whatever.
Anyway, this is a black neighborhood. And the appropriately black named Earl Sampson has been stopped.
You got to go to Sampson.
Are you sure that it wasn't a Simpson that visited the Quick Mart?
Oh, God. Here it comes. I'm waiting for a soundbite from
me. Come on, no,
I don't have any Simpsons soundbites.
Whenever I see you like gearing up for something,
I'm like, wait for it.
Yeah, that was definitely like a setup to something.
Yeah, I thought you were definitely gonna play a sound effect.
I'll just throw something out there just for the sake.
Nothing but disappointment right now.
I am gonna shove my fist right into your ass, hard and fast.
Well, that's what the cop said, oddly enough, because.
What?
Earl Sampson has been stopped, questioned, and searched by Miami Gardens police over 250 times in just the last 4 years. He's also been taken into custody 62 times for trespassing while he was working at the store. These are officially the most racist cops who have ever existed.
The cop was quoted to say that his hand was 12 inches circumference-wise, and if the guy wanted to measure his asshole.
Well done. The store owner, Alex Saleh, who has filed a civil rights lawsuit against the local police department on Sampson's behalf, says Sampson isn't the only employee who has been unjustly hassled by police officers in the predominantly poor black neighborhood.
Is Al Sharpton involved yet?
Give it time.
I am outraged! Give it a weekend.
Once they call nappy-headed hoes, then he's down there.
Yeah. I'm outraged,
motherfucker! Do you speak it?
There you go. Saleh's customers have also been stopped and frisked. Some more than once in a given day, and he's also been the victim of harassment. Six officers have stopped him over a burnt tag light.
Cracker cocksuckers?
Julian's black is showing now.
Jesus Christ.
Uh-oh.
Cracker cocksuckers.
Sorry, I have a regular black taxi driver now, and we, like, talk about our story.
Is he black or is he a blood diamond?
No, he's probably first-generation African-American.
Is he, like, Jaimin Hansu?
He pronounces his H's all the time.
We'll talk about when this guy was
hassled over his burnt out light. The cop, Martin Santiago, was quoted saying, "I'm going to get you, motherfucker." Now I'm gonna.
It's like the bad kid.
I'm gonna get you, motherfucker.
It's like the fucking bad kid in Karate Kid. Like what the fuck?
Sweep the leg.
You're the best
Johnny.
Around.
Needs a no body bag.
Keep you down.
Get him a body bag.
Best around.
So that's pretty much it. Super racist cops.
Did he get away with it?
Well, the story is just getting attention shined on it now, and ACLU Florida is diving on it. So expect Al Sharpton.
Hashtag, I smell pork.
What?
Talk about the cops.
Okay.
Minus one black point for Luke.
I prefer.
Now, there's a video here, too, which I won't play because it's not good audio. Of Earl Sampson being arrested for trespassing in the store
that he works
after
in.
Taking out the garbage and walking back in the store
that he works
this,
in.
It's obscene how bad this is.
There's another video. They put him in one of the trash cans, roll him down the hill, and check it out.
Oh, fuck you, Will.
Oh.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
He was having fun until he reached the end. They arrested him.
Uncle Tom!
What the fuck?
Uncle Tom!
What the hell, man?
Cleveland.
I'm sorry, I keep seizing while I call Lou and Uncle Tom.
Hashtag, you gotta see Samson.
Yeah. Not bad, not bad.
Hashtag, burner-ner-ner.
How do you spell that?
It's Sanford, by the way.
But it still works.
Sanford and Son.
Yeah, it's
Sanford. It's not Samson and Son.
But still,
I'm making it Samson
I like to picture
Sanford,
that song playing all the time.
I'm coming to join Elizabeth. Come on. I think I'm having a heart attack. All
right.
One more. What do you guys prefer? I got two here. I'm only going to read one. Do you want to... this guy's not a stupid person, but the greatest act of revenge I've ever heard, or shitty kids.
I like the act shitty
of, revenge. Act, revenge.
Well, I mean, the greatest act of revenge
this
you've
better
ever
be the greatest
heard.
Act of revenge.
Well, not the greatest ever, but right, just one
wait.
That made me chuckle. Or how
well,
do
wait,
how
shit yo, chuckles? Read the kids.
Get your finger out of my face. What are you doing?
Read the kids.
Okay, real quick. I'll boil this down real quick.
Thank you.
I'll do the revenge story super fast. A guy had a divorce from his wife, so what did he do? He bought the house next door, moved in there with his much, much younger girlfriend, and bought a giant bronze statue of a middle finger, put it out on the porch, aimed at her house at all times.
Amazing.
See, amazing. That's what I'm telling
not a
you.
Stupid person. Boy. I wasn't going to read Damn. It. I wasn't going to read it because it's not stupid. It's more yeah. ingenious.
This dude.
Boom. Yummy.
Okay, now shitty kids.
Shitty kids.
Couple
no,
kids.
Wait, just have a moment of silence for that awesomeness. Like, that was the shit.
I'll show you the picture afterwards.
I bet it's amazing.
This is a giant statue of middle
Brian, put that in reserve for when you get divorced.
Why, you planning on having me move next door? Do you have a middle finger? Like?
Yeah.
Now, this next story with the kids. This is a perfect example of... Mike, you work at the Quiznos. You
yeah, the Quiznos.
Of how kids are...
Love the Quiznos.
The
just awful.
The nature now of this pedophile culture, like the fear of pedophiles...
Oh, okay.
To catch predators
that's
and all that.
That's a serious fear, though. Do you see how many people they catch?
Wait.
Yes, but...
Just have a seat. Just have a seat.
I just want to point out...
I can't really castigate to catch a predator.
No, what I want to say is... Did you ever see the South Park episode where all the kids just say they were molested and all the adults
get
caught
out?
The M word.
That's...
Into Lord of the Flies.
It's starting to happen. Okay. And in this case, in California, three schoolgirls, about 11 years of age, have falsely accused a gym teacher of being a pervert, saying that he touched them. When in fact he did not, evidence proved otherwise. They now owe this man $400,000 in a defamation lawsuit. And the reason I read this story is because of how stupid the girls are in the case. They
Let's
did
hear it.
Nothing to help their case.
Let's hear it.
According to the San Jose Mercury News, the jury appeared to come down harder on the ringleader of these girls due to her demeanor in court. The ringleader, now 14, appeared to have alienated the jury. She giggled often while testifying and twice got off the witness stand, stood in front of the jury box, and demonstrated dance moves and chanted a school cheer as jurors sat grim-faced without smiling.
Goddamn plastics.
This sounds...
Yeah.
Nice.
Can I give a Dr. Drew answer? Frequently, victims do demonstrate abnormal behavior to cope.
This isn't abnormal.
It's very broad.
This is an idiot girl... Lashing out.
Is this just one
just
of it?
This being a cunt.
The Salem witch trial.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Because that's my fear in all
Absolutely.
This. Is now,
shit,
now we're getting to the point in this country where every kid who gets an adult.
Oh no, that's what is adult. You don't. If you're in a bathroom alone with a young child, no matter what your sex is, you leave. Elite
yeah, well, adults have to be careful, but now any kid who adult pisses them off can just go, well, molestation, and we got to go to court, and this poor guy had to pay $400,000.
Can I give you a
situation? To these idiot kids before being found not guilty. Well,
I almost got my stepdad in trouble without realizing it when I was younger.
Okay.
I just had a problem. I had an issue. I was in my awkward phase. I didn't like being touched by people. So I expressed to my grandparents that I didn't like the way he touched me. And they immediately jumped on that as, wait, what do you mean by that?
And then he told them that you guys were playing WWF.
A non-consensual dick in your pussy.
He kept giving you
Whoa.
A Bronco Buster.
No, that is not what my stepfather did to me.
He did the stalling power bomb so many times.
He was what my stepfather was trying to do. My stepfather was trying to be a good man. He was trying to demonstrate
this is gonna get gross.
No, that's not what he was gonna do. Oh my god, I hope he, Ryan. I swear to God, I hope he listens to this before Thanksgiving. My stepfather was trying to be a good man, show that he loved me as much as he loved my siblings, which were his, and his children, like that. He
I am gay drunk. Get ready to see my dick.
All the Raffy quotes seem to work.
All right.
But I was being awkward, and I didn't know how to express how I didn't like him hugging
well, that's,
me.
Well, that's my fear, is that now kids are going to South Park the shit out of people.
Well, honestly, at the Quiznos, from what I understand, it has to be... Like a male can't be alone with a female, and a female can't be alone with a male.
A male can't
Fair
be
enough.
Alone with anyone.
To prevent that kind of shit from happening.
Right.
Actually, they should amend that. A male can't be alone with anyone.
Well, at Quiznos, what happens when the female orders a footlong from a teacher?
Yeah.
I said teacher.
I'm
trying to
I mean a sub-maker.
A sandwich artist.
A sandwich
artist.
Yeah.
Sandwich artist.
Listen.
All right.
God damn it.
All right. I hate to move forward too quick, but I just checked. We're about an hour in, and we haven't even gotten to the good shit.
It still requires police involvement. At Quiznos.
Why would they be ordering sandwiches from teachers?
Where I am.
Mikey?
At the Quiznos, where that's not allowed.
Mikey said we haven't got some good shit. Like, what we just did with a live interpretation, that tweet?
No, but we haven't gotten to the point, the continuing theme of this month's episodes.
Racism!
In competition form!
Moving on.
So, it is now time for part three of our ongoing series. It's the Italian Off. Brian versus Mikey.
This racism is killing me inside.
Play this music, Brian.
Let's get some music here.
I have an Italian mix here. We're going to play that right
immediate
now.
Immediate 2 points to Brian.
Okay.
He had this in existence before this even happened.
Now.
I've heard it.
This
now.
Is not an Italian mix. This is a Friday night.
No.
Oh!
Oh! Two to Brian!
No. Three, we're not doling out points yet, Jillian.
No.
Jillian?
No.
You need to relax right now.
God damn it.
I'm just setting now, the tone.
I'm set tempted.
I love to make food to this, all right?
That's a crock of shit.
I've now, actually made fucking chicken cutlets to this with my friend Mike Marnisi.
Well, let me tell you, I would have appreciated cutlets. It more if you said chicken marsala.
I'm not impressed.
No, chicken marsala.
It wasn't chicken
not,
parmesan.
We're in Vermont. It didn't really have many Italian things with it.
Well, guys, settled. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to turn the reins over to Lou. Okay. He's going to ask you guys the questions.
Because, wait, Lou is the reigning minority champion.
Reigning minority champion, Lou Figueroa, our black / Hispanic
Lord member. Minority. Let's call him Lord Minority.
Jillian will be taking down the points.
As the loser.
And you guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Lou, off to you.
All right. First thing I want to do is to create a theme song for this thing. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's pause the music for just a second.
Wait.
This is going
to
be...
The gold. We need to check their gold first.
How much gold are you wearing?
How much gold are each of you wearing? Yeah. Let's see. Brian's got a watch, a ring, a necklace. Mikey's got...
It's a pinky ring.
You could ask Jesus how he's doing on Micross.
He's wearing a fucking pinky ring.
It's a pinky ring.
You could ask Jesus how he's doing on Micross.
Oh!
See, now, would I have known that we had to get dressed up for
No, you don't know.
I didn't even get dressed up, my friend.
This is what he wears. This is what he fucking wears.
Is there a wife beater under there by any chance?
Oh, God damn it.
Yes, there is. There's a wife beater. Okay.
Look at the hair on the chest. Come on.
But to even it out, your name is Brian Katz, and his name...
Strunkhouse.
Not much longer. No? He's
I'm getting a change to Strunkhouse.
Legally changing it? That's not going to erase any of that Jewishness.
Thank you.
Plus,
Mikey. Jewish wife.
That's you're just doing plastic surgery to your name, bro.
Plus, Mikey clearly has the hairier arms.
Yeah.
So he does. He does.
All right.
So what?
You
what
fucking eight-bar motherfucker.
I am very furry.
So, Lou, help us out here.
Wait.
What do you think the point value is?
I'll just call him out randomly. You know?
No, I mean for that first. Where are we starting off here?
Lou, wait.
Do you still?
I need them both to take your shirts off.
All right.
Take both of you. Take your shirts off.
Get off.
What?
No.
Determined that Mikey
not doing that.
Looks the hairier.
He's definitely doesn't have a fucking undershirt on it there. Right?
Definitely don't have an undershirt. You want just an idea of how fur I am? I'll show you my foot.
He's got hobbit foot.
I'm gonna take your word. Just for that, I'm gonna take your word. Go.
Right. Mikey's name growing up was Teen Wolf.
I'm putting that on here officially.
I want a keg of beer.
Officially, it's on there. Teen Wolf
is his name. Lou, okay. Back to you.
Okay. So, you know, obviously you think of Italian music, the crooners end up coming up right away. Mm-hmm. So, a cappella style, you guys start making up like a... And then you can do like the jazzy part with the trumpets and such. So go, you do the percussion. It's the Italian
That's Jewish.
What race, dude?
Lasagna.
I appreciate that.
Some pasta.
I want to give Mikey 2 points and you 3 points. Because you seemed a little off.
Because matzo balls?
No, you were off before that.
Oh, yeah, way off.
Wait, where are those?
You were like,
two and three.
Trumpets? Are you sure?
Did I get it right?
We use clarinets, buddy. We didn't use clarinets.
Okay. I'm sorry, you do
that's Mexican.
Matzo balls? Is it me or him that's throwing you
listen,
off? Listen,
I'm not in the contest.
I know, but come on.
All right, on to the questions.
Enough.
Let's do it.
All right, so, starting with Mikey, because he sounds more Italian.
Okay.
True.
Name the Rat Pack.
Oh, that was Joey Bishop, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis, and Dee Martin.
right.
Brian, you want to go?
Well, that...
Do you have any way to add to that?
Yeah, the Nutty Professor. What the hell is this fight? Oh, man, God. He always has the charity every year. Like, ladies!
Jerry Lewis.
He's going for Jerry Lewis.
Damn it.
At that point for Mikey. One more. Oh, my God. Look right at me.
What? But he wasn't really.
A black...
Sammy, he said Sammy Davis.
He said Sammy Davis.
Said Sammy. Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, Mikey gets all the points.
Yeah, give Mikey a point.
Right.
8 points. Fine. 8 points. I mean, I knew the Rat Pack.
That's an easy one. That's a starter.
All right, go.
Jerry
keep going.
Lewis
keep
wasn't
going.
Really a member. He was just kind of.
Hey,
like
lady.
The friend
he was like
away.
Friend of Dino.
Yeah.
And then he's like, hey, baby, right. You know
like,
what?
Let's keep
going. I'm going on to bigger and better things. Why don't you make the fucking movies?
Let's keep it going.
All right.
Why don't you knock your cancer for 40 years?
Real quick, best Dino line ever was The Simpsons. Do you ever see that one?
Yes, it's like, I was lazy. I made 45 albums.
Screw you, Dino. You squandered your talent.
Squandered my talent.
Squandered? I made 50 albums.
All right, so to Brian, what's the best way to get your point across?
Oh, hey, what are you talking about? You're screaming and yelling.
Mikey?
Yeah, you just yell louder than the other person.
No, but you look to the sky, you grab both fists like this, and you go, Jesus Christ.
He's doing the Ava Perón.
I believe we were looking for hand motions.
Ava
Give
Perón.
Brian a point for using his hands.
Doing the Ava Perón, as I call it.
All right.
Don't
there we go.
For me, Argentina.
So,
yeah.
Who is the greatest Italian of all time?
Go.
Mikey goes first this time.
The greatest Italian of all time? Are we going according to the theme song playing
oh,
right
no,
now?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Don't let the music influence.
Don't think. Just say things.
Just say.
Italians are just say things.
Who's the greatest?
Don't think, just
in
say
In my
things.
Opinion or in history?
Whatever. Mikey, you're thinking
whichever.
Way too much. Just say
just
shit.
Give me an answer, buddy.
Just say something.
My dad.
Oh,
good,
good
answer.
I was waiting for that.
Good answer.
Boom.
That's
yummy.
Good.
Sorry.
Boom, yummy.
It's a Pacino De Niro Stallone.
I peed my pants a little when he said that.
All right.
That's the greatest Itai I ever met.
That's both. Those are both good answers.
All right, I'll give Mikey 1 and Brian 2. The 3-point really? Answer would have been Super Mario.
No, I did not agree with that.
What if I just said Mario?
Or
Mario would have been fine.
There's a backup. Or Sinatra. Right.
Mikey, is your dad still married?
Yeah.
Good man. Good man.
That's not in the quiz, though.
No,
that was right. He asked
but,
for a date.
But you can't tell it to his girlfriend.
Oh, shut up.
Next question.
All right, so.
Which has been
Brian.
In theory for many years of mine, by the way.
So, Brian.
Yes.
How do you know you're in love?
That's when the moon hits your eye like a big piece of pie. That's amore.
2 points to the man.
He got it right.
That's exactly what I was looking for.
High five, baby.
All right.
Wait, is there a backup answer for Mikey, though?
Is there a funnier answer? You can steal with the funnier one.
I mean, that is definitely, like, the primo answer.
Yeah.
I mean, the other one is,
Primo, and that's a sausage brand, by the way.
Primo is a sausage brand.
How do you know you're in love?
Yeah.
When you're in love with her and she's in love with you.
Yeah. You're in love.
We're overcomplicating this.
You're in love.
When you blacken those eyes and she still keeps making you food.
I like it. Give Mikey a point.
Thank you.
I also would have accepted when you get an erection.
No!
That's just a general man.
No, that's a Latino act.
Well, that could have gone for the blacks or the Latinos.
I was trying to hold back the Latino thing when primo actually means cousin in Spanish.
Still a good
answer. That's
a spicy. Oh, no, that's a sweet Italian sausage brand.
All right, Mikey. So, what's Mario's last name?
Mario.
Minus a point.
Wait, Vitali?
No.
Not the chef?
Not the chef. Brian?
Cantone?
Oh, that is Mario Cantone!
I'll give Brian one point.
The gay comedian?
No, Brian.
The Italian? That guy's hilarious.
He was Italian before he was openly gay.
Openly gay. All right.
Yeah, there was no hiding that.
Steve Pipelli?
Look.
Let's keep it going.
All right.
The answer I was looking for is... he has no last name.
It's Mario in the movie.
In the movie, but that's a disgrace.
Non-canon.
No, his last
John
name is
Leguizamo
Brothers.
John Leguizamo was playing one of them.
Everyone, shut up.
His last name
right
is
now.
Brothers.
Brian, shut up right now.
I also would have accepted Albano.
Captain Lou.
All right.
Shh,
Jillian's having a moment with the song.
What are we
Jillian,
doing?
We're not grinding the whole thing to a halt, so you can listen to this.
We gotta keep it going. So,
we're running long.
Brian, chill out, Jillian.
Yeah, alright, so what's the number one reason people don't fuck with you, Brian?
Because I'm bringing a face.
Nice, nice. Mikey?
Because I'm worse than the mob, even the fish are missing.
I like that one. I was looking for a mob answer. 3 points for Mikey.
The correct answer was, I'm a made man.
I thought you were going to get that, Brian.
I ain't got no points without breaking your face.
No, not
one. Not a
one. Go
well,
on,
he got
Lou.
The one I was looking for.
All right.
Go on, Lou.
Mikey, what's the best letter in the alphabet?
A.
Brian, give us
Brian?
A seal.
Brian, there's a chance here.
It's obvious, man.
Oh, come
what,
on.
Best letter in the alphabet?
Yeah.
Besides A?
Yeah.
A, aside from A.
Oh.
There
you go. Yeah, there it is.
I love you both.
Both get a point.
I love you both.
Those are the two answers. Yeah.
Well, wait. The best combination of letters is...
A. Oh.
I love you both.
Working in tandem.
Wait. Pause.
What?
Mikey's just 1 point behind right now.
Ooh. All
right.
Let's keep it moving. So... who was the last one? Mikey? All
yeah.
right, so name an Italian job, Brian.
Oh, just in general? Yeah. Garbage man.
I'll take that sanitation.
Mikey?
Bricklayer.
Ooh, those are
both good.
Answers.
1 point for each.
Oh, well, but a garbage man is what a mobster does. For
it's called
the correct
sanitation.
Answer.
Sanitation.
I believe the proper answer is stealing shit with Mini Coopers with Mark Wahlberg.
Exactly.
All those Irish motherfuckers in no. They weren't even in Fiats. They were in fucking Mini Coopers, the British car with Irish actors
Fiat.
Who are American. Yeah. And
not
nothing to do.
Fiat.
Well, what was the name of the movie?
The Italian Job.
Yeah. Shut up.
And how did we not get credit for that?
Hey!
You guys
right.
got points.
Continue.
All right, so Mikey, we're going to do like a back and forth thing. The one who can name the most wins. Italian slurs.
Go. No, that's
I
not one of them.
You're talking about like derogatory terms? Just, like,
yes.
Sayings. Yes.
Derogatory.
WAP.
Oh, for Italians?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say like butana. Like, all right.
No.
Dago.
Guinea.
Grease back.
Fuck. Grease ball.
Okay.
All right, grease ball?
I've
right,
heard
oh.
that one.
Guinea.
He said,
oh, he
said. You said Dago, didn't he?
No, I think you said Dago, didn't you?
Right? He said WAP. No, he said WAP.
Who's keeping track of these things?
All right, so,
I was
so,
right to the word.
All right, so Mikey, go.
Fuck you.
There's still a big one out there. There's still a big one out there.
Oh, shit.
I would
really?
Say
you
the big
one. Do it?
Yeah.
Nigger.
No.
No.
Spaghetti nigger.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
I believe we missed
that. Brian,
I believe the one yeah. I can think of one you missed, Ginzo.
I've never heard that.
You never heard that?
That's like what an Italian guy would call another Italian. It's gay, you know. Like black people would be like, "That's
yeah.
my nigga.
Well,
oh,
no,
that's my Ginzo."
Ginzo's
Python.
But it's still
combination. Like you, Ginzo Wap Dago motherfucker.
Oh yeah. I've heard, the only time I've ever heard that sentence before was Brian's grandfather. So.
Wait, can
so,
I
no, was... to Brian?
Can I do my one line that I do to Brian all the time? Never marry a Wap.
I think you start off with Wap.
This sort of
yeah.
yeah. It's the strongest
that
one.
Out
okay.
of control right.
yeah.
Moving on.
You guys are horrible at this.
Shut up.
All right, so, Ryan.
Yes.
You need to go clothes shopping. What do you buy?
What do I buy?
What do you buy?
All right. I buy a lot of gaudy jewelry first.
Oh!
Right? Then, I buy whatever my mama wants me to buy.
Okay.
Oh!
Then, I fucking... have a nice little, like one of those little Catholic Kangol hats to top it
oh,
off.
The one Mikey was wearing last
yeah.
week?
Which is in the car
right
now, by the way.
And I have the fucking shiniest shoes on the block from a fucking shine box.
All right.
Do you hear how
Mike,
his voice got more
say?
Italian, by the way?
I agree with that, only you forgot one very important
suspenders.
Clothing item.
Yeah.
Well, with suspenders, you forgot your tracksuit with matching sneakers.
Boom.
Puma!
Two separate types. Two separate types.
Puma!
Respect.
That's
you guys
what
only
I wanted
wear
to hear.
Puma is what
one,
I
I'm going to give Brian 2 points, but Mikey gets 4 points because tracksuit was the one.
That was the one we're looking
I
for.
I also would have accepted a fedora.
Yeah, we're looking for that word fedora from you, Brian. Yeah. Fedora, I was expecting that from you. For shame. But
okay.
Good for you for mentioning your mama.
Mama.
So, Mikey, the radio stops working. How do you fix it?
Oh, you hit that shit with a hammer as hard as you can.
We knew it.
with the loudest curse you could possibly think of at the moment.
Okay, right.
You make hand gestures at the rest of the room and cuss at it until it starts working again.
I'm going to give Mikey 2 points.
All right.
I was looking specifically for giving a punch.
The say, Fonz?
Say, hey.
That guy's Jewish.
Update, squirt gate.
Also,
Henry Winkler's Jewish.
I like that Mikey said hammer. I also would have accepted some duct tape. Hammer and duct tape.
We're looking for hammer and duct tape from you. But Mikey just pulled ahead with 1 point.
Oh,
Mikey.
Whoa.
Shit just got real.
Respect, Mike.
Respect.
Boom.
All right, so Brian.
Yes.
What? Can you get a point to both that respect bullshit I just got?
No. Leave it.
All right. This is the only two tandem that are like playing for each other, not against each other, right here. That's because we're Italian. It's all about the family.
Wait, the Brotherhood of Columbus to the Knights of Columbus, where the hell you call each other?
Sons of Italy.
Thank you.
All right, enough about that familial shit. Let's keep it going. So, how do your parents feel about blacks?
Well, I gotta say, they're not very fucking fond of them. But I really did a slight against my mother when I started dating Jilly.
Can I give a side note? The first thing that woman said to me was, I was really hoping for grandchildren with blonde hair and blue eyes.
My grandfather once ran out of his room screaming, goddamn African-American nigga bastards. True quote.
He did.
True quote.
Mikey?
I feel horrible, but I'm
going to
quote them right now.
Yeah. that is the best. That is like the nicest quote I could possibly.
This is a safe place, okay?
With all due respect.
Jillian, cover your ears.
Yeah. With all due respect. just say with all due respect.
With all due respect. You can be friends with them, but don't ever bring them home.
No, that's a rule. No.
That's a rule.
The old Italians. Yo.
Mike is so red right now. His face is bright red.
So bad.
My grandfather used to tell me about the good old days,
Mikey,
where like the blacks wouldn't cross like 100th Street, and it's like we were all Irish guys hanging with the Irish guys. The blacks stayed up in Harlem. We had our own streets. It was the best.
I bite my tongue every time he says that shit.
He still says that to you.
Yeah, he says it every time. It's like, yes, right, Mr. So, Trocali.
Let's give him 3 points each.
Three each.
Respect.
So, Mike. Soccer or sex?
Oh, shit.
Actually, you said
that. I have had at the same time.
Nice.
Sex while watching soccer.
Nice. So
I'd have to say that was one of the greatest moments of my life.
Because
when I came, I went, goal!
Brian?
That makes you a little more Latino, okay? Okay.
All right.
Yawn.
Are we Italian Americans or Italian Italians?
No, Brian.
This is you,
speak your
bro.
Truth. Yeah, speak your truth, and I will speak it for you if you don't do it.
This is not soccer; it's calcio. All
right.
We already know the truth. It's
obviously we're just going to skip soccer. We're going to bang our broad and play a little bocce ball.
No, liar!
We gotta play bocce.
Liar!
I'm gonna give
liar.
It's a fantastic.
I love that.
Brian is going to get 2 points. Mikey, because he said goal on completion, 4 points.
We are. Wait.
Did you add four?
RAI, man.
We're tied.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Brian.
So.
So you get into the mob.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. Right. Shit. There's no such thing as the mob.
That is a point to Mikey for a spontaneous O.
What about the line of beer I just did off the table?
He definitely, that's Cuban.
You ever see Goodfellas?
Yes.
All right.
We need that, Karen!
You're in the mob.
Jesus, Karen, why'd you do that, Karen?
Guys,
shut up.
Guys, if we do this, it's going to be the rest of the show.
Yeah, sorry. We got to keep it quiet. So, what's your mob nickname?
My mob nickname?
Yeah.
You can think. Give yourself a moment.
We call them Fatty Bats.
Fatty Bats. I like it.
Mikey?
That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard to top. Shit, I was actually given one by one of my patrons at Quiznos the other day.
Okay.
Wait. I thought we were going to get real patrons at the Knights of Columbus.
No. And it was Joey Benucci.
Joey Benucci.
Of the Bonella family.
I'll give Mikey a point for a genuine name, but Fatty Bats is
fatty
a good
name. A Fatty
Bats
is good.
3 points for fatty a Fatty Bats.
I would have gone Ipso Facto Cats. And Mikey Bag of Donuts.
Right.
Do love donuts.
Wait, wait.
All right. So this one is going to be a back and forth. You name one until one of you is stumped.
Is it macaroni types?
It is just Italian foods.
Pronunciation counts.
Wait. Does that include just pasta dishes all right. or all dishes?
This is going to be this is a very
all foods, but not individual pasta noodle types.
All right. You have to name dishes.
The Italian way to pronounce it or the Italian American way to pronounce it? Two different things.
The funnier way.
The funnier way.
You got it. All right.
Is there a thing of pig towels over there? Or on the table?
Oh, here you go, baby.
Thank you. All right.
Mikey, what do you got?
Let's start with the most obvious one. Maragol.
Gabagol.
Prosciutto.
Fettuccine.
Mozzarella.
Nucci.
It's
gnocchi?
It's gnocchi. Gnocchi. Gnocchi, the Italian American way to say it.
Gnocchi, yeah. I love a good plate of gnocchi.
I like it's gnocchi.
Chicken carbonara.
Who's shaking the table?
Chicken Marcel.
Pasta fagioli.
Yes!
I thought Brian
yes,
would
the
say it. Brian loves Hello? Pasta fagioli. I thought he would say it.
Pasta fagioli?
Bragioli.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Well, you whipped out that way early.
guys,
I thought we were going to build up to
that. Hey, we're in the middle of a game here. Continue.
Oh shit, going the distance.
Oh my god. Lasagna.
You said man of God, right?
Yes.
Alright. Ziti.
Rigatoni.
Spaghetti.
This just got so fucking intense with this song.
Yeah, like my fucking heart's racing right now.
Keep going, man. Keep going. You can do it, Mikey.
Penne.
Baked ziti. I'm sorry. Stuffed shells.
Ooh. Now I'm just hungry.
It's like almost the same horseshit.
Go. Keep going. I'm actually keeping track right now.
Frutta di mare.
Ooh. I don't even know what that is.
Frutta di mare.
Brian, come on. You know what
that's like...
Brian.
That chicken of the sea? What the fuck?
Brian. What? Brian. Are you stuck?
No. Meatballs.
Grandma's meatballs is what you meant to say.
All right. That's where we're gonna go in that direction.
Yeah.
Fucking pork neck bones.
That's a
pork neck bones.
In the sauce.
We have it too.
Pork neck bones in the sauce.
Well, I want a challenge. Red flags thrown.
All right.
Pork neck bones
in the sauce.
In the sauce.
You cook it in the sauce.
Oh yeah, that's an ingredient.
And then you take it out and you eat
Brian,
it.
Come here, Brian.
All right. Well, mine is the good old Italian sausage.
We're talking
dishes. Wait. I got a ruling.
You just said meatballs.
I got a ruling here.
That's a dish.
So braised like the fucking neck bones.
Guys,
it's delicious.
I got a ruling. Braised pork neck bones, Italian.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna throw out my good old Italian sausage. All right.
Salami.
Oh.
Oh man.
How are you not naming it?
No helping, Jillian.
Yeah, get it. No collusion.
What are you doing?
It's more hurting me than helping me. I'm like, what is it?
I don't fucking exist.
Please.
Go,
I'm
not
fucking fire.
We're in the middle of a showdown.
Go, Rock!
Yo, Adrian, shut the fuck up!
You're in the isolation team.
You're never gonna do it, Rocky!
Not with that attitude, I'm not.
The most unsupportive fucking wife I've ever had!
That is true.
Alright, what was it? Prosciutto.
Wait, I believe that was said.
No.
No, it was not.
No, it wasn't. It was Gabagol.
I love prosciutto. I would have known.
No. Provolone.
No! That was my next one. All right.
Five, four.
It's Hunger Games.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh,
that's a good one.
We got great food.
We do have great food.
We got great food.
I'm fucking hungry right now.
I'm starving.
I am dying.
I could really go for some soup right now.
Don't help.
Stop interrupting.
Yeah, you're in the isolation chamber.
Oh. Linguine with garlic and oil.
Now we're just getting
I would really combination love some hard
calamari.
I think this is going to be a tie, dude.
Bacala.
This could go all day.
Bacala. I would love to go to the
board. Cannolis.
I was waiting for that one.
That's all. Oh,
we're going dessert, baby.
We're going dessert? Yeah.
All right, then.
The obvious next answer.
The fucking pignoli.
Zeppelis.
Fucking Italian ices, then. Woo! Like,
why
you want to go with this?
Strawberry Italian ice.
That's a fucking meat.
So is salami.
Yeah, and sausage.
All right.
I can really go for some hearty soup right
God,
now.
It's greasy in here right now.
Stop with the collusion.
Stop it, Jillian. Yeah. For God's sake.
Flag on the plate.
Or else I'm going to deduct points.
All right, so what was your last one?
Pepperoni.
Am I going to go down? Parmesan.
Was that said?
No.
Nope.
No.
Well, then is Romano an acceptable answer? It's the type of grated cheese.
Or an actor on a shitty TV show.
Asiago.
Ah, it's a good one.
It's my favorite.
I think you just, at this point, tie it.
Let's call it a tie on this
one.
Now, Jillian, were you looking for Italian wedding soup?
Minestrone.
Okay.
Fuck.
Oh, like, without, like...
Why do I call you? Aside from Ube Leaks, I call you Minestrone.
You never ever called
me Minestrone. Bottom line is...
we need to listen Christmas more when we have house sex.
Be amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, my grandma gave me her recipes this week, and I'm going to make this week for Thanksgiving on Friday.
What we've learned as a group here is that this isn't so much a competition as a bromance.
Plus, I'm pretty sure I did.
These uncultured motherfuckers.
You're coming to my house for Christmas.
I'm going to make a tiny cheese. Ricotta!
No!
Wait, as the one female in this room where I get to play mama, there is actually a winner in this. I just had to count.
There's no winner.
There's no winner.
Oh, no. So,
I did this for nothing?
No, no. Listen, the game is still going. That
one I also would have accepted meatball sub.
No!
Ravioli, I don't think was said.
Ravioli was not said.
Like such a huge dish. Tortellini.
Neither was...
Rocky Rob.
Spaghetti-o.
Tiramisu.
Pasta fazoo.
I was waiting for tiramisu.
Oh, that
you said that?
Yeah.
By the way,
we went on forever, so
we like named every fucking dish known to man.
All right, Mike.
All right, we're moving on.
So, describe your car.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, it's fucking gorgeous. It's
fucking gorgeous.
All right. Brian, your turn.
My car? Well, I got to start off on my...
That was the setup.
Oh, that was
the setup. Oh, there's more?
I completely taken over.
I'm sorry.
Keep going, let's interrupt.
First of all, my car and me are one. Okay? That's one thing you got to understand. We are one.
Right. Okay?
Smooth. Gets me out of all types of crazy scenarios when I'm out running cops. Plenty of trunk space. Plenty of trunk space. Can fit at least three bodies.
You can fit St. Vincent back there?
Is that a threat?
And then, I don't know what I was talking about. And then, it's just a perfection.
Go
ahead. All right. Well, Mike, in my car, on my rearview mirror, I got two little boxing gloves with their green and white. They say Italia. That's the first thing before I even buy a car I own. So I could put that in my car. Then, I like to just break a bottle of Acqua di Gio and throw it in. Just throw it in. Let you know I'm at home. All right?
I've been in a car. Yes. That's a true statement.
That's true.
True story.
All right? Then I got to take every Rat Pack CD I own, except for Sammy Davis, and throw it in my disc changer because I roll old school Cadillac.
Whoa.
All right? That's how I roll.
What does that mean?
Well, we don't like the black so much.
All right. Go on.
He's okay.
Everybody he's one of the good ones.
Yeah, he's one of the good ones. He's not like those others. He's an entertainer. I'm talking about my car. Car is like my hair. You should never touch it. All right? Without permission.
I was going to say kind of greasy. And
I only got it in one color. jet black. Like my coat, my hair, my pants. Not like my woman. So my
well.
Oh, shit! Yeah. Whoa!
Now, Lou, neither of them gave the answer you were looking
right,
for.
Right. I mean, I got score two it? Good answers, though. I'm gonna give Mikey 3, Brian 4. But this is what I was looking for, Mike.
Oh, really?
This car could be Superman.
What?
Was it wrong?
Turn down the. Turn down.
Ultramatic. What could be Grease Lightning?
Yo, man. I quote them.
Do we get ready?
It might be point
that Danny Zuko over there is dancing it up.
I quoted an Italian-American Travolta movie with the don't touch the hair.
Listen.
And Grease Lightning.
This guy is wearing like Mikey's outfit.
Hey, your little cousin was in that play.
Well, all I'm saying is I quoted Travolta from an Italian movie, though.
I don't know that
you
shit.
Brought your We're not Italian.
It was
Saturday
Night Fever.
Over here.
All right, back. Next question. Next right. question.
Go on.
So, who did the first one on that? You?
What? He went all first. Right. I
all
go.
Right, so, what do you call young people?
Utes.
That's the right answer.
That's the correct
Brian
answer, right
Steel.
Off the bat.
Two
didn't
points
even
to Brian.
Hesitate.
One more for Brian there.
Oh, for Steel? Okay.
He got 2 points. You put that
okay.
on.
Okay.
So, let's see. Mikey, what's the most Italian facial hairstyle?
Facial.
Most the time,
facial hairstyle.
Currently?
Yeah.
Yes, right now. Right here, right now.
I think the chin strap's still in with them.
With them?
Yeah.
With us?
Nah.
That's what Lou did. That's what I'm talking about. But go on, Lou. Go on.
What's your answer, Mike?
Because I don't associate with Guido's.
My answer? What's Robert De Niro rocking?
Nothing.
A bad career.
That's what's the fucking
point?
Popular hairstyle with us then.
No. Oh. No. I'm going to give Mikey 2 points for that. Brian. What do you call the organized group of irate soccer fans?
Irate soccer fans?
Yeah, when they organize into a group.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
That is not the right time.
That's not the right time.
Mikey?
All right, well, there's several, actually. There's club, hooligan,
that's
and family.
Family.
Look, this guy is squealing everywhere about this.
I feel
that any organized syndicate should never be talked about.
It's fucking listen, soccer, not...
Yeah, they boasted.
He said organized. That's I went to, you know, different mode.
You went into a place you shouldn't have gone. That's
I'll give
went.
Mikey 3 for this, but I was looking for firm.
Well, that's British.
Is it?
Firm is British.
All right. Mikey gets the 3 points for that. All right, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Sing a soccer team's fight song.
A fight song?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh my god, wait. You know what I really have to do? I really have to turn off Dino for a second. And
I want him to do it. I know what he's going to do.
Oh my god. Just give me like 10 seconds here. Oh my god. My baby takes the marching orders to 9 and 5 again.
Jillian called that before the show.
Oh, yeah, we're on the same page.
Baby, we win the newly won game, but you lost the Italian off.
Mike, your turn.
What do you got?
In English or Italian?
Whichever you got, buddy.
Tutto lo stadio deve cercare Forza Milan vicini a noi. Tutto lo stadio deve cercare Diavolo alle forza, Diavolo alle.
Olé!
Oh. I think I already gave him the point.
Wow, that was point worthy.
Brian gets 1 point, but I like that. That's 3 points.
That was
Trojan, you're not in this.
That
you're
was beautiful.
English,
yeah, that was good. Mikey, what is
it? I really gave him points when he said that.
All right. What is a Gumar and how many do you have?
A Gumar is a side piece, but I can't tell you how many I have.
A Gumar, like he says, a side piece, and that's my Friday night girl.
Is that just the one for you?
No, well, because Saturdays. We're going good, fellas, bro. Saturdays is for the wives.
Saturday.
That's what you meant.
No, Saturdays. He's right.
Like Friday's occupied. The rest of the week is free.
Friday's. He's right. Friday's for the Gamar, but every other day of the week is.
Have you
wife.
Seen Goodfellas?
That was beautiful.
Or as has his grandfather has trained him.
That was amazing. Points?
Oh, I'll give fantastic. Him a point each. They both knew what it was.
Fantastic.
All right.
Oh, I peeked
is this the end?
So this is the big finale.
Okay.
Now, the two of you are going to enact a scene where, Brian, you're yelling at your girlfriend at 3 in the morning. You're outside. She's throwing shit out the window.
Hey, why are you such a bum?
You're in the apartment building, and that's do not just woke you up.
So I'm the guy getting woke up, or I'm going to yell at him?
No, you're the waker.
Yeah, you're the one yelling and waking her up, waking you guys up. Mikey is going to get outside his window and yell at you.
Yo, shut that bitch
up. All right, so you start with the yelling.
Jesus Christ, you butana, stop throwing my things at the window.
Mikey.
What the fuck is going on over there?
Who asking you?
Shut the fuck up already! Some of us are trying to sleep here!
Jesus Christ, Mother Mary, I'm gonna come over there and break your face!
I'm gonna see you at church on Sunday!
What the fuck is this guy saying over here?
And shut that what? Dog up too! I'm gonna eat it for fucking lunch! Larry! Larry! You hear this, motherfucker?
Mama, be quiet. I'm gonna go over and shut up the loud man.
Tuesday! Yeah, Tuesday! Hey! Not you! You! Shut the fuck up! Shut up!
Background noise. Hey, what the fuck's going on over there?
She's giving you a jumping off point.
Oh, great! Now the baby's awake! Are you happy, you son of a bitch?
This motherfucking eggplant over here. He fucking yelling and screaming at the top of his lungs. It's 2 in the morning.
Eggplant! Eggplant! It's Mama Jan, you stupid fuck! Where the fuck are you from? Huh? Go back to bed, you Jewish
I'm obviously from Italy. Unlike your family who's from Africa, you motherfucker.
Listen to this son of a bitch! You fucking hear this guy? Oh! Get downstairs and shut my foot up your ass, you motherfucker!
Shut up! I'm having a conversation over here with this mook! Look! Look, I'm about to climb up these stairs and drag you out of your home and beat you to death in front of your children.
Be mere da paffanabile disgraziato, madre scappa con poco. I'm gonna fuck you up in front of your children.
This fascism over here. I swear to God, Mama, I'm gonna go up there and commit the heinous act on him. Please, don't let me go up there, Mama. Please, hold me back here.
I'm sweating.
Oh, that's
good.
That is good.
Bravo!
Bravo! Grace opera.
Wow.
Let me tell you. Would have accepted something about... something about... I'm going to throw this guy down the big green pipe and I jump on his head. All right, Mikey. I love the Italian stuff.
He broke out actual Italian.
You woke I broke out Italian.
You woke up.
Yeah, but he did
really. He did hardcore. Go on, right. go on,
Mikey. I will give 12 points.
12.
Brian, good effort. I will give 10 points.
Let's give Mikey
wait,
two.
Wait.
Just give me two and give him none at that point.
I was gonna say I would have given extra points for if someone said a bippity boppity, a boobity boobity boobity.
I think Mikey did that.
Pretty much.
I wasn't sure if that was an actual language.
Also,
okay.
Deduct 5 points from each for not correcting me when I said soccer.
Football!
I did. I said cultural.
Did you correct me?
No, you did not.
You didn't ask me that question.
It wasn't a question.
It was generally. You should have said.
I didn't. So deduct 5 points from me.
Is what you should have said.
You guys ready for the tally?
Yeah.
You ready to hear the winner?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I have no idea what it was, even though I kept track.
This is close. For Teen Wolf, Mikey over there. Why'd you write Teen Wolf?
Because he's so hairy.
Okay.
He said that's at one point.
Teen Wolf over there got 45 points.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
Brian over there, 42 points. Oh, Mikey wins by 3 short points.
We're using well done. Italian words.
What a great, that was a close one.
I dub you Chef Boyardee.
No, wait, it's Chef Boyardee. Boyardee.
They spelled it phonetically. Yeah.
We're coming up on 2 hours now.
We're at a buck 40.
So where do we stand? We got our Hispanic and black members.
I don't want to upset Frankie here, but I'm going to have to.
Yeah, you got
it. I won't even do it. You do it.
Pot him down a little. Brian gets another point. Shut 43 up, to 45. Frank. Now it's even more close. Beautiful. All right.
Yeah.
So where do we stand now?
We stand that me and Mikey, this was not a competition. It's more of it was like
a brotherhood.
We're on the same page.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking unions.
You two are having some pasta dinners in your futures.
That's right.
A lot of red wine.
One big happy for
Mikey,
you.
Mikey, I need to meet your lady friend.
Exchanging.
You said you could make this super racist. Nice, there was almost
dinner together.
No, sounds mafia good. Questions. There was.
No, there was mafia stuff. There was two mafia questions.
There's a few.
There was a couple.
What was his mob name again?
Fatty Knuckles or something?
No, Fatty Bats.
Fatty Bats.
Teen Wolf and Fatty Bats. Fatty Bats. Fatty Bats and Teen Wolf on the case.
Fatty Bats.
That might be the best mob name I've ever heard. Fatty Knuckles. Hey, Brian, Fatty Knuckles over there.
I got the jumping bombs.
So let's end it off tonight. Let's just do the movies and get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, give me a second here. Sorry.
Is your pinky ring holding you down?
It's weighing him down.
Give it to me.
Price of admission. These right. Blacks.
We're just going to plow through these. Oh, God. Mike just spit beer across the table onto my face. Onto my face.
I gotta pee really.
We're like 5 feet away, too. That was disgusting.
Why did you say that?
My eyes.
I'm in the moment still, Mikey.
Keep
it's
going.
All fizzy now.
Keep going.
All right.
I apologize.
We're going to blast through these real quick. First movie this week, Hunger Games Catching Fire.
Woo!
We all know what this is.
Well, obviously, these people aren't Italian because they wouldn't be hungry.
That's a spicy meatball.
I think all the Italians are rubbing off. Lou's talking with his hands. I'm yelling.
I'm telling you, Lou has Italian in him just like I do. We don't know it.
I wanted Lou to be part
these
of the competition.
These people saw True Romance one day and just called dibs.
Dibs! Ambassadorball!
All right. Well, we all know this movie, right? Who's seen the first one?
Oh, yeah. It was pretty good. The action, you know what? It's PG-13. You can't really show too much, even though it should be a violent movie.
I hated it. All right, two things I fucking hated in that movie. I didn't care about Rue. Didn't give a fuck. Didn't give a fuck.
Whoa, calm down.
One. Two, the action scenes were all shaky and unwatchable. And I forgot my last point.
Monster dogs were really fake.
Monster dogs were awful.
Yeah. Wait.
But Jennifer Lawrence is a good-looking lady, so I'll watch it again.
Wait. When you saw Rue die, did you realize that white supremacists were pissed off the fact that a black girl played her?
And who gave a fuck?
Look, I gave...
Black girl's dead, right?
Look, all I know is...
They should be happy.
When Rue died, I gave tribute.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill Pete. And,
he just said that.
I know. Look, kidding.
Look, when Rue died, all I know, I gave tribute.
I didn't give a
third-hand gesture joke in the fucking podcast.
The thing about that movie was I didn't care about any character. And that guy, Blondie, Peter Bread, couldn't fucking stand that character.
Oh, right? No, no
could
one can.
Stand that
no
pussy.
One can.
I want to just take a few steps back here.
All right, Paul Abdul.
How did you feel about... just bear with me on this one. Okay. It's going to tie together. How did you feel about Sharknado?
Loved it.
I found it a work of art.
Okay. So you found Sharknado... more fucking visually stimulating than the dog creature in Hunger Games.
Well, here's the difference. One is a sci-fi original movie where you expect bad. The other one is a major blockbuster that made a fortune, and they couldn't afford to put convincing dogs in the end.
Fair point.
Okay. Yeah.
Those dogs looked like they came out of a movie from 94. They looked like the end of the movie Spawn. Like,
I did not want to see Rue's eyes in that dog like they described it in the book.
They couldn't do it. They couldn't physically do it with those effects. They They poured so much money into the movie, and about $80 of it went into those dogs.
Yeah. Listen, we live in an era where kids were legitimately shot in their schoolrooms and saw their fellow classmates die. We don't need it to get any more realistic than that shit.
I just didn't want the shaky cam. I didn't want to have to vomit every time there was an action scene in that
first
movie. I
don't like vomiting either, but apparently that's what we need.
All right, let's play the game, Rotten Tomatoes style.
Here we go.
The new one. The new Hunger Games.
Well, you know what? Let me try something real quick.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I was trying to blame both at
once. I saw what you were going for.
Because I kind of like have the same beat.
Who wants to start it off this week?
65.
65 for Jillian.
77.
77 for Brian.
78.
78 for Mike.
You're a dickhead.
And I'm going to go 82.
No,
and
go
82
fucking
for Lou.
79.
The winner, Lou. This movie comes in at an 89%.
Yes!
That is pretty fucking
yes!
good.
Thank
good.
You, Jesus.
That is for a Hunger Games movie.
Same, I'm
it's
an
got
unbeliever,
such a
but
cult.
I am
This is
thankful.
A 2.5 hour
you know,
flick,
this
by
kind
way.
Of thing has a cult following. You can't
but
expect
the,
it to do
no,
poorly.
I know when,
to have the critics respond that way is pretty
yes.
impressive.
I know when Rocky Balboa so got a rave review, I thank Jesus.
We're done with the Italian off.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying, like...
No, he's not putting this on. That's for real.
Next movie. We're wrapping these up. Vince Vaughn stars in Delivery Man.
I want to watch that.
65.
It looks like it's heartwarming.
65.
65, you say?
This is what Brian thinks of it.
Oh, I like that. That's nice. That's a warm family moment.
This That's is what, this what is, I thought during that whole trailer.
This is what Lou thinks of it.
It's going to be terrible.
Ow.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Zillion gave it a 65. Brian, what's yours?
One.
A one?
They okay. hate him. They hate him.
Mike?
Like a fucking 12.
A 12. And Luke?
Damn. That's basically where I was going. I guess...
15. Say 15.
I'll give it 20 just to give you a chance to win it.
20. As we know, this is a movie where Vince Vaughn is a sperm donor who has 500 kids, apparently. And he has to warm all their lives.
Impossible.
And Lou wins it. Again, this movie comes in at 37.
Nice. For me. But that whole premise is fucking stupid.
It's a stupid premise. What? And are we tired of... Are we all tired of Vince Vaughn's whole shtick
yet? No, I love
yes,
him.
I am. After that fucking Interns movie, that was
you
the
said
most...
You liked it.
It was... But he was so obnoxious in it. I hated him in the movie.
I think you need to just calm down and watch a film.
I did. And I enjoyed the Interns, except at the end when it's the two of them supposedly as the best salesmen who've ever lived... And you just want to strangle both of them because they won't shut up.
Plus, you know, watching the commercial, half those scenes look like they're straight out of Dodgeball.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even tell.
They
no,
were.
They're like...
Oh, my God, he destroyed the secret sauce.
He's wearing the same clothes.
Because he's in the same character in every movie at this point.
Plus, if it, you know...
I have 500 kids.
Whole,
what are you talking about? I got 500 kids, baby. All right.
Thing,
well, I got to be in Richard
Watson. Dodge wrenching, dodge, dodgeball.
Is that even possible?
No. They don't even let men donate that much sperm.
They do actually.
Well, all you do is one
that,
load.
No,
you're good.
No, wait, wait.
You gotta wait like months
between
donations.
No, wait, wait.
You
wait,
can just do one load. You're good. It's got millions
wait,
in there.
Can we wind it back here? Someone who actually watched 2020. There
I watched
is a
2020,
guy.
You fucking ass.
All right. Next movie.
Last movie this week. Is...
No, wait, wait. Let Jillian talk. She wanted to say something.
Okay, Jillian. Go ahead.
Thank About you. Sperm?
Loves it. Now, next movie.
Let's make it quick. I gotta pee.
Same here. Point is, this is based off a true story where a guy was a habitual sperm donor.
533 kids, though?
They exactly.
That's 532 low.
And there is a documentary based off of his.
I call that
experience.
A weekend.
Then why the fuck is he surprised in the commercial?
Because it's a fucking commercial.
I have kids? What are you talking about?
Fiction,
I have
that's the premise of the movie, bro.
That's insane.
Why I gave 500 donations and I have 500 kids.
No, no, it was one.
What?
It was.
What?
No. The movie is that he gave one megaload.
He just didn't beat off for a month and a half and
gave the megaload, and they were like, "We're good for like 4 or 5, maybe 550 times. I don't know, we're good."
All right, what's next?
Final movie. This is one I had not heard of. It is called. I saw the commercial last night, actually, for the first time. It's called Philomena. This is a British flick.
Is that a porno?
It is not a porno. If this is a porno, this would be the worst porno because
it's
stars.
Filling me up.
Stars Dame Judi Dench and Steve Coogan. two people I don't want to see
Dench
naked.
Judi Dench is still alive?
Yes.
Yes, Brian, she is.
All right. The based on the 2009 investigative book by BBC correspondent Martin Sixsmith,
Older Than the Queen,
The Lost Child of Philomena Lee. Philomena focuses on the efforts of Philomena Lee, Judi Dench, mother to a boy conceived out of wedlock, something her Irish Catholic community did not have the highest opinion of, and given away for the blah, 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 blah. It's boring. It's boring.
I love this shit.
After
moved
starting
to
a family years later in England, and for the most part moving on with her life, Lee meets Sixsmith, Steve Coogan, a BBC reporter with whom she decides to discover her long-lost son, Hour and a Half, PG-13. What do you give it?
I love this shit. Never moved to England.
What?
I love the shit, and they moved to England.
Okay.
No one ever seen Major League 2?
What do you give the score?
No one's ever seen Major League 2?
Yeah, when he's in the bath, he's in the...
we're all very impressed by the reference.
And he's fucking jumping on the bed because they won the World Series. Like, oh, why are you so happy? He's like, oh, the British thing's awesome. Because they don't know he's not allowed to listen to the game.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, this probably gets like a 99%.
99, you think?
That's a failure right there.
Who's next?
I got 1% of leeway.
I'm not saying nothing.
All right, how long is the movie?
Hour and a half. 1 hour, 34 minutes.
Can I actually lower my rating because it's only an hour and a half? If it was like 4 hours?
I don't know. You said 99 with such sureness.
97, because if it was longer, it would have been 100.
All right, we'll give you 97.
All right.
Who's next?
I'll give it a 60.
60 for Lou? Mike?
I'm boycotting England for a year.
Mm. Oh, that's right. You're still on your England hate. Jillian, do you want to join his boycott? Or?
Much like my life, I stopped caring.
A zero for
did you wait? All right, whatever.
All right, so who's the winner?
You, Lou, because this movie got a 90.
Whoa!
What?
Yeah, Brian overshot just enough. Mike didn't participate.
What would you say, Lou?
Overshot 60. Is low. 500 kids.
Whoa. Lou wins by default.
Yeah, my victory.
There's no mustache like my father's mustache. That's the biggest mustache in town.
Yes. It's three in a row, hat trick.
And my final story this week, this one excited me so much that I had to send the details of it to Brian at 4 a.m. last week.
And blew a load in his pants.
I did. Mm-hmm. But my favorite comic book of all time may be coming to AMC.
Nice.
Garth Ennis, masterpiece.
Do you want the good news or the bad news?
They're making a pilot.
That's the good news.
The bad news is
that fucking the guy who was... Jeez.
This better be gold, Lou.
No, I was going to say, is the lead played by, like, I don't know, fucking Ryan Reynolds?
You know what's funny? Is the lead is my problem here.
I figured it would be.
Because when I think Jesse Custer, the most badass character in comics history, I don't think of Seth Rogen.
Oh!
That's who they want to play, Jesse Custer?
Seth Rogen tweeted, "Looks like about 7 years of hard work are about to pay off. I may get to bring one of my favorite stories ever to life."
Unless...
He will most likely be Jesse Custer.
Unless the
He's Jesse Custer.
That's what it's...
The badass Texan who whips ass.
Unless the 7 years Seth we're Rogen. Doing crack and getting thin, it's not going to work.
He's not only wrong... Unless he's arseface,
yeah.
He's totally wrong for every role.
Yeah.
He is.
Totally wrong.
Now, Preacher almost became a movie back in 98 when Kevin Smith was fighting for it. And since then, it fell apart and nothing's happened. I saw this, my heart skipped a beat and I got super excited. And I was like, fucking Preacher? Preacher? On one of my favorite channels, AMC? Gold.
Would you be brought back in if they brought Earth Star as Bryan Cranston?
Yes.
Really?
Genius.
I mean, he's great.
Do you have any faith in the fact that AMC only puts out good shows?
That's not necessarily true. Have you watched Low Winter Sun? That shit is boring.
The Killing has been canceled more times than they care to remember.
The Killing had to leave AMC and go to Netflix or some shit.
It got canceled on Netflix.
Nobody watched Rubicon, so everyone forgets about Rubicon. It's just they have Mad Men, Breaking Bad, Walking Dead. That's their trifecta.
The Cowboy Show.
Oh, Hell on Wheels, which is good. Underrated, but really good.
I want to say, man, Seth Rogen... For real, as Jesse Custer?
I know, right?
For real.
I love Seth Rogen movies, too. Just not a good casting choice.
Jesse Custer. First of all, Jesse Custer is, like, just a badass Texan. Like, and first of all, he's very much in shape. Like,
he's a thin guy. He's a badass.
Beats ass.
He's a southerner. He's got the word of God.
A Canadian Jew who's chubby.
Yeah, and the word of his power is the word of God, where he tells you what to do. If he tells you go fuck yourself, you cut off your dick and shove it up your ass.
This time,
now, can you imagine, like, in the comic, I always read it like, go fuck yourself. Can you imagine? Go fuck yourself. Yeah, it's gonna be like, it would ruin the whole thing.
Fuck yourself, bro.
With his lip. This wouldn't work.
I mean, realistically, as far as Jesse Custer, I mean, I don't have like a perfect casting, but the worst casting could possibly be Seth Rogen. The worst, by far.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Because AMC's in a bad spot. Because Breaking Bad's done. Mad Men's done in next season.
Do you have any? Do you have any? Maybe suggestions for the Santa Killers,
Sandoval Killers,
which in comic book lore is rated in the top 100 of all time characters.
Because he's
Jesse Custer's number 11.
Yeah,
he's like number 50 something.
Santa Killers. Who would be a good Santa Killers? Whoever plays the guy who plays the Hound on Game of Thrones looks like him.
Yeah, that or Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott's a little old for
little. Yeah, little.
You need a big dude.
Or, yeah, what's that guy? The guy who played True Grit.
Jeff Daniels?
Yeah, he plays that character over and over.
Not Jeff Daniels. What's his face? Jeff Bridges.
Bridges, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff Daniels.
I said Jeff Daniels, the guy from the news.
Kevin Wings.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber would be a great saint of all killers. But Air Star, if he was played by Bryan Cranston.
I think that's perfect casting because, like.
It would never happen, but that would be amazing.
Bryan Cranston's very, very fucking. He has a great range. He could do that.
Yeah, but he wouldn't take
it. Like a Kevin Bacon.
He's got a show already.
Kevin Bacon would be great as the Irish guy, Cassidy.
He's got like a really thin face.
Yeah, that's why he would
play a badass.
He would play a great.
You're thinking of the Kevin Bacon when we were kids.
No, I'm thinking now.
No, current,
he's old.
Current Kevin Bacon could play Cassidy, who is a heroin addicted Irish vampire.
He would definitely be good as Cassidy.
He would be great as that role.
Yeah.
In fact, that's actually pretty inspired.
Yeah. But I do have some other TV news. Real quick. One. Getting rid of Mindy Project, thank God.
Yes, that is.
Oh, it's canceled? I thought it
was
it's on hiatus,
but you know where that goes.
That means canceled.
And secondly,
that goes on the WB.
Yeah.
For some reason, today is like this. Every like star ever had their birthday today. Well, not every, but big names: Scarlett Johansson, Mark Ruffalo, Mike.
The whole Avengers cast.
Michael McKay Williams, otherwise known as Chalky.
Chalky White.
Yeah.
Chalky White.
And Mads Mikkelsen,
aka Hannibal.
Yeah.
Or Le Chief.
From 007
Casino Royale.
Casino Royale.
That's a lot of fucking.
That's a lot of people.
And
usually
also,
it's like one douchebag.
Today JFK was shot.
Yeah.
Well,
November 22nd, 1963.
Yep.
Oh wow. Also Jamie Lee Curtis. That's another one.
Not relevant. She's not relevant
anymore. But you know her. You know her face.
You mean the chick from the yogurt commercials?
Right.
Tells you how to poo properly.
The chick from that one Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Yeah.
True.
Lies.
True lies.
Lies.
Yes. Right. I Shakespeare was good?
You almost said grit, then you almost
said
romance.
Do you love your husband?
Now lay on the bed.
Get down!
Take off your clothes.
Get down!
All right,
so.
Let's call it a night.
Yep.
Good show.
I'm tired,
mm-hmm.
and I gotta pee.
Yeah.
So, follow us on Twitter, @PIBComics. Email us at paintedblackcomics@gmail.com. Visit us at paintedblackcomics.com. Like us on Facebook. Tell a friend if you like the show. Write a comment on iTunes. All that fun. Check out our other shows. Disenfranchised Sports Show. A-Squad Video Game Podcast. Coming back shortly. And that's it. Anybody have anything to add?
No, I think you got it. No.
Then we are good. Closing.